It'll be a real source of national pride.
Well, send our best. Matt Lloyd, pleasure to speak to you. Welsh football journalist, speaking on behalf of the Welsh nation and their collective hangover today. Talking of hangovers, joined by Mr. John Holmes now, who's taking over from 1 o'clock. And yes, you don't watch any of the football though, do you?
Well, I did see a little bit of it last night. Yeah, I thought,
but that was by accident.
Well, more or less, yes. But I did see, so, yeah, I watched, to watch the first half, then thought, oh, nothing's really happening here, went and did something else, then of course came back.
Mistake.
It all sort of gone, hadn't it?
It seems to be virtually every single match, actually. The first half has been really.
Yeah.
Do you
watch all of them?
No, not at all. No. I get in enough. But I'm in a sweepstake, about 140 odd people, lots of politicians, Sadiq Khan, lots of political journalists like Nick Robinson,
yes,
and people like that. And I think I'm number 18 out of 140 at the moment. So I'm getting hopeful. We've got France, Germany tonight. I've got both of them in my sweepstake.
Right.
And I've got
Portugal. So you don't care who wins then?
No, well, I do. I need Germany to win, really. But it's a difficult one. It's difficult. I'm going to be in France on Sunday, though, for the final. So,
are you?
If France are winning, it's going to be. I'm going to be drunk from about 9 a.m, so I might not even make the match.
As usual.
Yeah, it doesn't show. No one's noticed so far. So what's coming on your show after one?
Oh, drinking. No, there will be a. It's Thursday, so this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course, as persons
who's taking on my top record.
One of the Mac twins off of Virgin Radio, our sister station, will be doing it today, trying to get some points to get to the top of the leaderboard where everyone else is, of course. Thought for the day for Satanists as well. Vexander Crowley from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon will be here with his thought for the day for Satanists, filling that gap that
for the day really does leave.
Well, it does. It doesn't cater for every other religion, doesn't it?
I know.
But not those who believe in the devil. So we fill that gap here on the programme.
Absolutely with you all the way. Well, I'm done for the day and I'm done for the week. Penny Smith is in for me tomorrow. Look after her. Be kind. Not you, John. Don't you go anywhere near her. There's that injunction still in place. And the two mics are in for me next week, Monday to Friday. Look after them. For God's sake, make them clear up the studio. I dread to think what state it's going to be in. I'll be back with you Monday week. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. And stay tuned for Mr. John Holmes coming up after one. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitchin Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading and Citroën contract motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade up.
In a summer full of sport, now's the time to start your own bike adventure. Whether it's dusting off your old bike or time to invest in a new one, Halfords have everything you need. Pop in for a free on-the-spot bike check and our bike experts will check your wheels, tyres, brakes and gears. And even oil your chain for free. Or check out our great range of bikes and accessories in-store and online, giving you the freedom to start a new bike adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out with Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's just after 1 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a woman's died after a bus crashed into a bank in Darlington. The next round of voting is underway for the next Prime Minister, and a lynx is on the loose in Devon.
Talk Radio.
In the last couple of minutes, it's been confirmed an elderly woman has died after a bus crashed into a bank in Darlington. Emergency services, including the air ambulance, have been called to the Northgate area of the town. Two people have been taken to hospital and road closures are in place. Louise Fuster is there.
The police cordon is still in place. It appears that the number two bus has gone into the window of the Halifax Bank, and all the emergency services are currently on the scene.
A man has pleaded guilty to murdering a shopkeeper in Glasgow who he claims had disrespected Islam. Asad Shah was found with serious injuries in the Shorelands area in March. The final two candidates to be the next Prime Minister will be decided by Conservative MPs this afternoon. Either Michael Gove, Andrea Leadsom, or Tuesday's frontrunner Theresa May will be eliminated from the race, with the eventual winner being decided by Tory party members. Backbench MP Steve Baker is supporting Mrs. Leadsom and is tipping Mr. Gove to miss out, despite rumours of tactical voting in his favour.
I'm confident that the vast majority of members of Parliament will vote for the candidate who they think is best to govern our country, and I'm confident that today MPs will put Andrea on as the second candidate on the ballot paper for members.
The Leader of the House of Commons has appeared to dismiss calls for Parliament to impeach Tony Blair over the Iraq War. Chris Grayling says it's not the job of the House to consider taking action against individuals. It's after the Chilcot report found the former Labour Prime Minister led the UK into the war 8 months after privately assuring George Bush he'll be with him whatever in a letter. Two toddlers have died after the car they were in plunged into a remote lock. A major rescue operation's recovered their bodies, while a 36-year-old woman who survived has been released from hospital. Residents of a rural village in Oxfordshire say they're confused as to why it's become a hotspot for Chinese and Japanese tourists. Busloads of visitors keep stopping to take selfies around Kidlington, but locals don't know why. Theories range from links to the Harry Potter films and Inspector Morse to its proximity to Bicester Village. Councillor Maurice Billington's told Talk Radio it's certainly unusual.
It could be because we're a big village, the biggest in England, and also they'd be taking pictures of flowers, the houses, looking in the windows, taking pictures of the houses. They're not doing any harm. It's just crazy.
Police in Devon say a lynx has escaped from a zoo. Officers are warning people not to approach the animal, which is the size of a large domestic cat, after it disappeared from Dartmoor Zoological Park this morning. And the Duchess of Cambridge will meet ball boys and girls, as well as officials, when she visits Wimbledon for the ladies' semi-finals. Kate will then watch the tennis from the Royal Box on Centre Court.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A brighter
day. Did you
just
run out of stories towards the end of that? Just sort of randomly.
I like that one.
Sort of go, oh, important things, things, tragic thing, 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 thing. Escaped cat.
It's a lynx. It's dangerous.
What, it's sponsored?
No, it's not a boys.
What's it smell like?
Well, it's Africa.
Oh yeah, obviously.
My favourite thing is on the press release from Devon and Cornwall Police is they have a picture of a lynx, and they've said this is not the lynx which has escaped, it's just for illustrative purposes.
They've got illustrative purposes? Like dolphins?
What?
No, that's the new scent from lynx.
Anyway.
It smells of dolphins.
Lynx, illustrative purposes.
Purposes. It's like dolphins.
Ah.
A brighter day for much of
not
Scotland. Meanwhile, cloudy skies.
It's for illustrative links.
With outbreaks of rain and drizzle across northern England.
Ironically,
and Wales.
I'm ruining her weather link.
Mostly dry elsewhere with sunny spells. Highs of 22 degrees.
That was Victoria. She had the news, well, sort of half news, half things she liked on the internet.
I got them from official sources. Thank you very much.
Illustrative.
BuzzFeed.
Not BuzzFeed.
Is it? Who's got the news?
Well, I reckon it's Dibble because it says it.
On your bit of paper. Here's Dibble with the news. No,
Talk
sports.
Radio sports update.
But I don't want to work with him.
What?
Every single time he just makes fun of me and puts me in ridiculous places. That's sends me to building sites and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, but can't
he's
do it
prepared
himself.
A little bit, hasn't he?
He's just not that's professional nice. Enough.
No, that's right.
He's okay, all right, fine. Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Wales's run to the semi-finals of Euro 2016 will be celebrated with an open-top bus parade tomorrow afternoon. It'll go from Cardiff Castle to Cardiff Stadium, followed by a staff and player presentation and performance from the Manic Street Preachers. They were knocked out by Portugal last night, but these supporters in Lyon say they can't be too disappointed.
We just lacked a little bit of quality, particularly missing Adam Ramsey, and we felt that was the difference.
Overall, we've had a great tournament, and we're proud to be Welsh. It's been a real adventure.
Even though we're
slightly down after the game. You just have to, you know, hold your head up high, really, after going so far.
Tonight, Germany play France for a place in Sunday's final against Portugal. It's understood Liverpool have accepted a £15 million bid from Bournemouth for their winger Jordan Ibe. He scored 4 goals in 41 appearances for the Reds last season. And it's women's semi-finals day at Wimbledon. Defending champion Serena Williams is first up against Elena Vesnina. Dibble. Sister Venus then meets the Australian Open champion Angelique Kerber. Dibble. That's your latest sports news. Dibble. Powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Dibble.
I definitely don't trust him. 100% don't trust John Holmes.
It's 6 minutes past 1 o'clock. Let's do some sort of Thursday.
Talk Radio.
The big sale is now on at Littlewoods.com. Save up to 50% on selected fashion and footwear, including big brand names. All with inclusive standard delivery and free returns. That's the Littlewoods touch. The big sale now on at Littlewoods.com. Offer ends 28th of July. Don't miss out.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. I am broadcasting equivalent of gentlemen's downstairs. It could well make you feel sick. So I have to go to a prostitute and sleep with her. Snoring's what does it for me. That's just radio banter.
That's fine.
I thought you were calling the prosy a bag.
No, I would never do that. You could wear it round your television. What you bought that for, drunk? To hear her snoring. I am a content man.
Apparently it only took 30 seconds.
Why do I care about that?
Because you'll be meeting them.
I literally won't. So, okay, so what's the plan then? What did you do in your van?
Asbestos removal operative.
History-based history news now. Nick Ferrari, defender of the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms of southern England against the Vikings.
Just play the ads.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon, then, and welcome along. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. And before we begin, can I just say that though this programme is not a last resort, I believe it was right to put it on air. Mistakes were made. Yes, the thinking behind it was flawed, but if I was back in the same place with the same information, I would take the same decision because that's what I will always believe was right. I accept full responsibility for this show, unless, of course, we get any Ofcom complaints or anything, in which case it's the producer's fault, which is cast today. Sometimes it's Dave, but, you know, he's got form due to being in charge of that recent Radio 4 David Baddiel panel show that contained an ill-judged segment about the Queen's sex life. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Welcome to Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4. If you're a first-time listener, you should be made aware that it's not like other talk radio shows. If you want in-depth analysis of the Chilcot Report and the moral and legal consequences of going to war based on flawed intelligence, then you might want to retune. All we've really got here is the news read out in the form of Japanese poetry and a Satanist. However, with the Chilcot Report in mind, like the intelligence that suggested Iraq had WMDs this afternoon, this show is now also based on the Hollywood movie The Rock. Coming today, then, a headline makes its way into Alcatraz Prison as part of headline hijack. After that, a group of renegade US Marines will be here to look through the papers, while an FBI biochemist will be along to review the technical gadgets and geeky stuff in work experience punditry. There's the news in haikus, which will be launched via some stolen VX gas warheads. Plus, we'll go out into the streets to find out what the people think about a former British intelligence officer who's been in prison for 30 years but was the only ever person to escape from Alcatraz. There's also the showbiz with the director of the FBI's counter-terrorist unit, and then a covert group of US Navy SEALs have their knowledge tested as to Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross in this week's rock-based edition, The Rock, not Rock, based edition of Paul Rossmaster. Today, Nicolas Cage is producing. Asprod Sean Connery is through the glass. Gerard Xavier Hummel, played by Ed Harris in the film, has the news. The what? FBI are on the buttons. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is trying to defuse a chemical weapon and getting angry in a speech.
Remember Operation Desert Storm?
Those surgical hits made by our smart bombs covered so well on CNN. It was my men on the ground that made those hits possible by lasing the targets. 20 of them were left to rot outside Baghdad after the conflict ended. But no benefits were paid to their families. No medals conferred. These men died for their country, and they weren't even given a goddamn military burial. This situation is unacceptable.
Do you really think you're going to get away with that's not strong? Great thanks, Mesh Money Penny. Great thanks, Mesh Money Penny.
Hello.
Great. A scene there from the Hollywood film The Rock, just the same as what Tony Blair's intelligence was based on to go to the war in Iraq. I am Michael Bay. This is a Michael Bay film. Talk Radio. We will be with you, whatever. Should we start with some music?
This is the greatest and best song in the world.
Tribute.
Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here, we was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road.
All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road.
And he said, play the best song in the world, or I'll eat your soul.
Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other,
and we each said,
okay. And we played the first thing that came to our heads, just so happened to be to say. The beast was stunned.
A whip crack went his rumpet tail.
And the beast was done. He asked us,
be you angels?
And we said, nay.
We are but men.
Tenacious D on Talk Radio. In a minute, you're going to have to ask me why I'm playing Tenacious D
in
on
minute.
Talk Radio.
No,
in a minute, after the end of the song.
This is just a tribute. You got a
50 seconds.
Man, and I wish you were there. Just a matter of opinion. Good God, God love you. I'm so surprised to find
40 seconds.
A fire really about rich mother can open up a shell.
30 seconds.
That was Tenacious D tribute
seconds.
On Talk Radio in 5 seconds, you're going to have to ask me why I was playing that on talk radio.
Why were you playing that on talk radio?
Well, because it contains the words, of course, we are but men, rock!
Yes.
And as all of Tony Blair's intelligence was seemingly based on the film The Rock, as we learned in the Chilcot report yesterday, by suggesting that chemical weapons could be distributed in the manner of the glass spheres from the Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery starrer, directed by Michael Bay, right? And that's what they based it on, right? Which is possibly the most ludicrous part of that whole report. What I've been looking into is actually wondering if that's just a one-off. And perhaps all of Tony Blair's achievements, if you want to call them that, during his time in office, during his the premiership, were based on films. I just wondered if that was his whole idea. You'd wake up one morning and think, I need to do something about unemployment. So, and then he sat down and what am I going to do about that? And then he remembered that he'd once seen the Full Monty and that bit where they're in the queue to get their benefits. And, you know, they start shuffling around to a sex song. And he, so that's why, in the end, Tony Blair changed the unemployment laws to particularly fall in favour of anyone unemployed who was given extra benefits, of course, if they wanted to be a stripper.
All right.
Remember that in the, in the 90s.
Yeah,
so
I'm
wondering if Tony Blair didn't base all of his policies on films in popular culture. So we're going to... we're going to find out. We're going to be discussing this, of course, for the big story. Next, Asprodcast is through the glass, and it's her job. That's the noise of her northern arm there.
What?
Could we get a guest?
For what?
This?
The story.
Were you listening at all?
No, I was. I was like, what type? Like that. This
policy advisor? Something like... Yeah. Political journalist?
You don't ask so much, do you?
Sir John Chilcot is not busy anymore.
No, yeah, I'll give him a go.
Okay. So we'll talk to Sir John Chilcot next about all of Tony Blair's policies being based on popular films. It's 18 minutes past one. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Skybet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Van Buster, now on. Blue Circle Cement was £3.54, now just £3.33 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
T&Cs apply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M1 in Derbyshire where two lanes are closed northbound between junction 29 and 29A near Chesterfield. There's a fuel spill. It's taking me an extra 20 minutes to get through there. The northbound A34 in Berkshire is queuing past some roadworks between Cheveley and East Ilsley. In Kent, they're doing some roadworks on the A21 Pembrey Road at Pembrey, so traffic is slow. And Lewis Road in Polgate, East Sussex, the A27, some temporary traffic lights with delays both ways. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Grimm. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back chat, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio, keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Welcome. If you're just joining us, it is Talk Radio, of course, very much the home of any kind of reaction you like. If you've got a reaction lying around, as you know, we will accept those reactions. You can react it in this direction using this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use the modern social interface that is Twitter. At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What reactions have been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Hi, guys. If anyone needs bottled water for their machines, I now have some on reception. That's coming from Joe, the receptionist.
Yep.
And Paul Ross asks, who the hell is Zara Holland and why is she on my show?
Right, good question. And if we do find out, we will, of course, bring you the answer. Now, though, it's time to discuss the big story. And it's this. It's, of course, that the chemical weapons that were found, the valuable intelligence regarding chemical weapons that were found by MI6 regarding Saddam Hussein's nerve gas arsenal, and this was a subject of a section of the Chilcot report yesterday, had been stolen from the action film starring Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage, The Rock. The SIS, that's the Secret Intelligence Service, reported details in September 2002 from a source saying the regime had produced VX sarin nerve agents in Iraq, and the source said they were loading them into a variety of containers, including linked hollow glass spheres. That's out of the film The Rock, not reality. And that was what got reported to Tony Blair. So it in some senses, we went to war based on a Michael Bay film. And that got us wondering whether or not perhaps Tony Blair based much of his policies while in power on popular films. To discuss it on the telephone now, I've got Sir John Chilcot, the author of that report. Good afternoon, Sir John.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me.
Is that
that's not
that's
him.
Not John.
I know
you're not John.
That's not him.
You're not John Chilcot, are you?
No.
Hang on a sec. Just hold the line. Cass, through the glass.
Hi, John.
It's not Sir John Chilcot, is it?
No, he was having lunch.
Oh. Who's this?
He's a junior policy advisor called James.
Okay, fine. Let's go with it. Good afternoon. On the line is a junior policy advisor called James. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. Now, you'll know about this story, of course. It's not something you worked on, is it? Are you a junior policy advisor? Presumably you weren't in the Blair government.
No, not back in the day. It's a few years ago, so I wasn't working at the time.
Okay, fine. Right, so what do you make of this story, then, that the intelligence was based on The Rock? I mean, we know that's what happened. It's in the Chilcot report.
I know. It was quite surprising to hear, but, you know, there are always stories floating around within my office and other offices with other political advisors that sometimes MPs get slightly confused with something they might have seen on TV or something they might have seen in the cinema, thinking that it's a documentary, when in reality it's a Michael Bay or a Steven Spielberg film.
Yes. Well, let's look at some examples, because I've been looking this up. Is this true? Common agricultural policy in the Blair government was based on the bit when the dogs maul a lamb to death in Babe the Sheep Pig. Does that sound like something that's plausible, even?
It is possible. I know that Tony Blair allegedly was a big fan of the film Babe.
Yes.
And the Babe franchise. So it's possible that he sat down, saw that, and his advisors also saw that. I can't confirm anything, because it was like quite a few years ago, but it's something that rings a few bells, and, you know, anything could have happened in that government.
Yeah. I was just thinking, actually, it's a good job they used that rock, because if they'd used, you know, the other, The Rock, in their intelligence report. Tony Blair could have gone into Iraq with the troops dressed in Lycra and, you know, with orders to wrestle Saddam to death. That, you know, that would have been another terrible failure on that government's behalf. Unemployment laws and the benefit system, we've talked about this, based on the full Monty. Blair gave concessions to unemployed men who were willing to work as strippers. I've got an entire list here. The relationship, James, this, I mean, you'll know about the relationship with George Bush and Tony Blair, I'm sure. The relationship with George Bush was actually based on a medical film of someone's colonoscopy, which is why Blair was so far up George Bush's arse.
That's certainly an interesting one. You know, I do know how close they were, and they were very good friends.
Yeah.
Again, it's not something that I've seen, but it's possible. You hear all these rumours as you walk around the offices, and you walk through Parliament, and looking at the report and seeing what's gone on, it really is true that anything could be possible. And I don't think we should assume that nothing that is said is actually wrong anymore.
I'll run some more past you. Northern Ireland peace process based on one episode of Father Ted.
Yes, that one I've heard before. Again, I think it's very possible that's true.
Yeah, and that was obviously flawed, as we know, because Father Ted was in Southern Ireland, wasn't it? So that's why that was flawed. The sending of military equipment and protective clothing to frontline soldiers in Iraq was based on the film The Wrong Trousers.
Wow, well, it wouldn't surprise me if that was true.
Yeah, the entire invasion of the region was after Tony Blair watched Carry On Follow That Camel. Carry On.
He was obviously a big fan of the Carry On films. You know, he grew up with them, I believe.
We should look at the history of this as well, of course, because this isn't the first time. It's not just Blair, and this is not the first time it's happened in history. The entire Korean War, they got the idea for that from the TV series MASH. Yeah, and apparently that just made them go, oh, we could do that. After that aired, the Keith Lemon, anything Keith Lemon does is of course based on 9/11, terrible catastrophic series of events, and it also happens in the future. It could happen in the future, James, couldn't it? Because, you know, we had Independence Day, the film was kind of hijacked by Brexit, wasn't it, in a little bit?
Yeah, of course, with Nigel Farage declaring on the day the referendum results were announced that this was our Independence Day, and obviously Independence Day, the film, was coming out on that very day. We can only look ahead to some of the other summer blockbusters and assume that anything's possible, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Nigel Farage, is interesting that you mentioned him, because, of course, he's in... look at the Tory leadership race that we're obviously having today. You know, you keep hearing different things. One person's ahead, the next person's ahead. There's dirty tricks going on behind the scenes, we've been hearing. That's basically an episode of the cartoon Wacky Races, isn't it? Where, you know, you've got, you know, Dick Dastardly, which is Michael Gove, you know, trying to get past Penelope Pitstop, which is Theresa May.
Exactly. They're drawing inspiration from all their favourite cartoons growing up and other films that they've seen.
And UKIP, of course, also took their inspiration from that because they're wacky racists. So, thank you for joining us, James. That's James Fletcher. He's a junior policy advisor, or was till his boss hears this, at the government. James, thank you for joining us and filling us in there. The news, of course, that Tony Blair based... a lot of the intelligence that Tony Blair was handed was based on the Hollywood film The Rock, we learned from the Chilcot Report. And there we are wondering... If many of Tony Blair's policies were based on films. You've probably got some examples of those yourself. Get them to us. Any reactions you do have about this? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And there's... it's just come to 1:30. And Victoria has the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, police have confirmed 5 men have died at a recycling site in Birmingham after reports a wall collapsed. It happened in Neatshalls this morning. The Health and Safety Executive has started an investigation. An elderly woman has died and 2 other people have been injured after a bus crashed into a bank in Darlington. The driver, a 52-year-old man, has been arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. A man's admitted murdering a shopkeeper in Glasgow, claiming he disrespected Islam. Tanvir Ahmed drove from Bradford to stab Assad Shah in March. Tory MPs are deciding which final candidates will battle it out to become the next Prime Minister. One out of Michael Gove, Theresa May and Andrea Leadsom, only 2 names will be put forward to a ballot of Conservative Party members. Mrs May is the favourite, but the Justice Secretary, Mr Gove, says he's confident he can make it through.
Well, I'm looking forward to the result this afternoon. I've had a good conversation with colleagues over the course of the last few days, and I think that the optimistic and hopeful message that we've been putting forward is resonating. So, obviously, we'll find out later this afternoon.
A potential Labour leadership challenger says he won't be taking on Jeremy Corbyn. Former Shadow Cabinet Minister Owen Smith's appealed to colleagues to heal the rifts within the party. And a lynx has escaped from Dartmoor Zoo. Staff are warning the wild cat could turn dangerous if it's startled. The weather brighter for much of Scotland. Meanwhile, cloudy skies with outbreaks of rain and drizzle across northern England and Wales. Mostly dry elsewhere with some sunshine. Highs of 22 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. And in that half an hour, of course, will come Headline Hijack. This one will say the news, and then it will say a news lie. This mouth.
This one.
Will say a news lie, and we'd like you to put your news lie into this mouth.
This one.
And you can do that by sending your news lie. Just make up the news. Make up the stories. Just make something up. Get it to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And this mouth.
This one.
Will say your news lie, and you could be the winner of today's Headline Hijack. All of that in the next half an hour. We'll also meet a Lonely Lunch Club. It's Talk Radio on John Holm.
Mr. Jake Yep's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's the afternoons on Talk Radio between 1 and 4. So all of that, what I just told you was coming up, will be coming up. Meanwhile, a lot of your reactions coming in to today's big story that we were talking about in the last half an hour. Cornelius, what's coming
Lots
in?
Lots coming in, John. Blair was led into war by the wrestler The Rock. Someone's agreed with you there. Remember, he can remember The Rock in a famous speech saying he could smell what Saddam Hussein was cooking, and that was obviously weapons of mass destruction, but in the end it wasn't. And also, Dom has said, well, Tony Blair's The Water Industries Act of 1999, which ended the right of water companies to disconnect supplies as a sanction against non-payment. That was basically the day after tomorrow.
Yes, because
they both had water.
Water issues with the too much water, the floods.
Well,
and the,
yeah, well, definitely water. I mean,
just water.
No other connection in any way, but he probably got the idea to do something about water after seeing water in the day
maybe,
after tomorrow.
Maybe on a double bill with Waterworld.
Maybe.
That was... another one coming in here. John, but John, oh yes, I see. Tony Blair actually based his entire premiership on that Jim Carrey film, Liar Liar. Hashtag satire, John.
Satire, satire.
Yeah. And then someone just put Blair Witch Project. Need I say more? Yeah, and that was about people going outside, wasn't it?
Mm.
With little or no adequate equipment.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes. If you've got an idea of what policies that shaped Tony Blair's government while he was in power could possibly have been based on films that he'd just watched. Like we learn from the Chilcot inquiry that the Intelligence Committee's report on chemical weapons in Iraq was based on the film The Rock with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage. And I know that sounds like I'm making that up, but I'm not. Then do get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
It's time for Headline Hijack.
Yay!
Right, as previously intimated, you now have 25 minutes to get a made-up news story to us. The reason it even exists as a feature is because we know that people are out to lunch at this moment in time. They get back at 2 o'clock. They switch their radio on. They hear Victoria, and she will say the news. The news is true because it's the news. That's how it works. However, at 2 o'clock, we surreptitiously stick a news lie in there, just to confuse those who don't hear this bit of the programme. That's Headline Hijack. You can get involved on the usual number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right. What have we got here? Amazon has announced that their new Kindle, this has come in from Jill, will have an option to delete the last page of a digital book before sending it on to someone. The tear-out feature will allow any users to send an endless copy of the book, literally an endless copy, to people who they don't like, who, once they get to the end, then they can choose to buy the last page for the price of the whole book.
Yeah.
It's actually quite a good marketing.
Yeah, that's good.
Boy, if anyone from Amazon wants that. What do we got here? The world's first ever naked funeral directors has opened in East London. This is pop-up, probably, isn't it? This is probably a hipster yeah, pop-up. Yeah. It was only a matter of time before, because we've had a naked restaurant, which you know, because you've been to.
Yeah.
There's naked other things.
Saunas.
Showering. But the world's first ever naked funeral directors has opened in East London. Of course it has, in Shoreditch. Families of the deceased will have the initial meetings with naked staff members and the undertakers on the day, who will be wearing nothing but the top hat.
The top hat.
I mean, you know, it's
of course they're wearing the top hat.
Yeah.
How would you know they're undertakers otherwise?
Yeah, and, you know, if you may have a loved one whose dying wish, you know, is to be buried or cremated by a naked old man. And this is very much tapping into that market, isn't it? It's an ideal. If that is you do have a loved one who wants to be buried by or cremated by a naked old man or woman, then the world's first ever naked funeral directors is opening in East London. That's according to James. Thank you, James, for sending that in. What have you got, Cornelius? You've got one there.
This has come in from Jack, who says, Nigel Farage has revealed all in a candid interview with Julia Hartley Brewer, which was conducted shortly after his statement declaring his resignation from UKIP the other day. Amongst a number of extraordinary claims, he stated that he didn't know what he was doing half the time and that he didn't even know where the EU was. And he revealed that he hopes to revive his public image by going on next year's Celebrity Big Brother.
And you can hear all of that interview, of course, with Nigel Farage on Julia Hartley Brewer's Listen Again feature, if she has one.
She does.
Then there it is. Right, keep those coming in, and we will pick a winner, and it could well be you, my friend, for the news at 2 o'clock. Next, though, we will meet a lonely lunch clubber. I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get treble the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any knockout game. So, if they score two, you win treble. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets, penalty shootouts excluded. Maximum stake £10, standard odds winnings paid in cash, enhanced price winnings paid in free bet stakes not returned, full terms at betfair.com, visit gambleaware.co.uk.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M1 in Derbyshire where two lanes are closed northbound between junction 29 and 29A near Chesterfield. There's a fuel spill. It's taking me an extra 20 minutes to get through there. The northbound A34 in Berkshire is queuing past some roadworks between Cheveley and East Ilsley. In Kent, they're doing some roadworks on the A21 Pembrey Road at Pembrey, so traffic is slow. And Lewis Road in Polegate, East Sussex, the A27, some temporary traffic lights with delays both ways. I'm Dave Stamford.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it is Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Thursday. I am John Holmes. And, well, over the past few weeks and days, you can't have helped but notice that the news has been getting more and more complicated. Today is the Tory leadership race, round two, of course, when another candidate or two will drop out, leaving the two front runners. That's, of course, is happening, but very much overshadowed by Tony Blair's two-hour-long talk yesterday when he tried to give his excuses, I guess, for going to the war in Iraq, and then the Chilcot report, all of the fallout from that, all in the... What I'm saying is that the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
And that's our job, to help you, you see. Because what we do on this programme on a weekly afternoon is take the news, all of it, and then we break it down to its component basic form to make it simple and easier to understand. And when you do that, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
Pushed into it too early, report says of Blair's tongue re-Bush's arse.
The news in haikus, which, by the way, is now also a Twitter feed.
Yeah.
If you would like to follow the_ Is it?
No, not quite. It's news__haikus.
Right.
But it was our idea.
Yes. News__haikus. Two underscores.
Yeah. We'll just... Yeah, yeah.
Tell me again.
News.
Yes.
_ haikus.
Right. That's it. That's the Twitter thing. Where
rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yes. Like George Bush's ass. So you can follow it on Twitter, and then you will get the haikus in your Twitter box, or however it works, obviously, each day. And what a relaxing Twitter feed it is, should you wish it. We'll meet a Lonely Lunch Clubber in a moment. I was just commenting. We were just chatting there while the haiku was on, and I here's the thing. You know the phrase "it's a rum do."
Mm.
You know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, ordinarily,
we're always saying that.
Well, that's exactly it in the office. But what that ordinarily means, if you say, oh, that's a rum do, means it's a negative thing, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, that's a rum do, right? But it's a good thing, you know, because if you had some rum, right?
Yeah.
And you were at a do, yeah?
That's a good thing.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mentioned this for one good reason.
Why?
Right, because Bacardi... Right.
Oh, yeah.
Who, by the way, I went to an excellent Bacardi bar in Spain. Anyway, that's another story.
I took Bacardi to Glastonbury.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because we had this conversation where you, well, I was going to say smuggled it in, but you didn't need to because you could take drinking to Glastonbury.
Yeah, yeah.
But what was funny about it was that you took, what was it, a litre?
A litre of Bacardi.
To Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Right? And then came home with it again because you sort of forgot to drink it.
Yeah. So I had to
carry. And that's quite heavy.
Yeah, it is. I also took a lot of stuff and it was just, it was a sort of unnecessary effort for me to do.
Yeah.
But I just took, I took on my back some Bacardi to Somerset and back for no reason.
Yeah. Well, you still drink it. Anyway, what I was going to say was they're doing this because it musically ties in Bacardi, Casa Bacardi, because, you know, that's based on the Bacardi family used to open up their house to musicians and stuff. Anyway, they're doing that across the summer in, like, Hyde Park and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so big up Bacardi, I say.
Yeah.
Have you brought any? Have you still got any of that left, by the way?
No.
Is it still in your drawer in there?
No.
Or has Alan Brazil nicked it?
No. It's, you forget I work with Julia Hartley Brewer as well.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, so you probably need it. Anyway, oh, look, there now. So it's time to enter today's Tupperware. Speaking of liquid lunches, it's time to enter today's Tupperware Hall of Despair. For today's Lonely Lunch Club.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So the Tupperware Hall of Despair throws open its pita bread shaped doors once again as we invite someone who is lunching alone to join the Lonely Lunch Club, to become its latest member. It's Charlotte. She's on the telephone. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi. How are you?
I'm very lonely, which is why I called in.
I know. Well, look, this is where you know we can be your virtual friend and colleague, Charlotte, whichever of those, or both, you wish us to be, is perfectly acceptable by us. We are, if nothing else, we can do awkward small talk, as anyone who listens to this programme will know. So, Charlotte, why are you lonely?
Well, I just came back from work, and I guess I have my dogs with me, so I guess I'm not too lonely, so I don't know if that's against the rules, but no humans are in the house, so.
I think that's within the rules, I think that's fine. But why are no humans in the house? Why are you alone, though?
Well, I just came back from work, and my parents are out, and my brother's still at university, so just me.
Just you. All right, so what do you, where have you been to? Just taking the dogs for a walk, or?
Well, I actually was doing just that, yes. Uh-huh. I was also working at an international college, and the kids are away at the moment, so I came back for a bit of lunch.
Oh, good. Going home for lunch, yes. And what are you going to have for your lonely lunch?
I think some egg mayonnaise rolls and probably a packet of crisps. But the flavour, I don't know yet. So that's up to more deciding.
Yeah, that's a good classic lunch there. Actually, I'll be honest with you. Someone the other day tried to posit the idea of an avocado, and we were having none of it. I'll be honest.
But Instagram worthy though. People are avocado. It's just all over Instagram, and I just think it's been exaggerated in this generation. If I'm being honest.
I think you're probably right, actually, yeah. I mean, why I wasn't aware, I'm not on Instagram, so I don't, why is avocado a thing?
I have no idea. It's not even that nice to look at, really. It's not that aesthetically appealing.
Mm, speaking of which, Cornelius.
It's delicious. I made guacamole last night, a homemade guacamole from avocado.
Well, what else would you make it out of?
Well, there's other ingredients, but the shop didn't have any guacamole, so I had to make my own. It's delicious.
Fascinating.
We're just slagging
insight
off avocados here, and I'm not going to stand for it, John.
Did you take one to Glastonbury in your bag?
No, I didn't.
Like with your Bacardi, delicious Bacardi.
I did. Avocado's corner.
I threw it at Suggs from Madness.
What, the guacamole?
Yeah.
That's understandable. He loves it, though, doesn't he? Suggs from Madness actually thrives on guacamole.
That's
a well-known fact about it. It's all he eats.
Yeah.
His dips.
Mm.
His house that he's got in the middle of his street
is
just full of dips. It's full of them.
Yeah.
Can't get in the door. He's like a hoarder, Suggs. He's a dip hoarder.
Mm.
If you ever go around his house, he's you know The Sun and the Rain, the song by Madness.
Yeah.
Right? He wrote that, right? But the sun is yeah, the sun, but the rain, it's like guacamole. It's just raining down on him. I mean,
yeah, I know, yeah.
He actually, Suggs from Madness, right? And this is, I mean, I don't know what I should say it on air, but it is true, so I will. Right? Actually rewired his whole house plumbing. He had to get specialist plumbing firm in, Charlotte, and they and all of the taps and pipes and in his house now just dispense dips.
Mm. Hummus, I think mainly.
Hummus in the bathroom taps.
Wise choice.
The shower itself that he showers with, that is guacamole.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the salsa coming from, John? What about that?
The salsa's when he flushes the chain.
Oh, okay, I see that. That's a lot of reasoning that's gone into that.
Yeah, and it just comes out the size. It doesn't so much clean the doesn't clean what Suggs has done off, but it does cover it up with salsa.
Yeah,
I mean it smells appalling, but it's. But practically, but it does save water, Charlotte. You've got to think of it like that as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Anyway, that sucks for madness. What else? I mean, he's actually medically mad. That's why. Why do you want to help? What can we talk about for you? Bear in mind, any subject is go, because it's Lonely Lunch Club.
Well, actually, I tried to get on Lonely Lunch last week. I don't know if you heard. Literally last Thursday.
Yes.
And I was at the airport. And then I got a call just as I was getting on the plane, but I was actually told off and I had to put my phone down because I was scared about being arrested.
Yes. Where were you going?
I was going to Vienna.
Oh.
Oh, Vienna.
Yeah. Billy Joel's favourite place.
Is it?
No, it's Midge's favourite place.
Is it? Well, Billy Joel wrote a song about it as well. He wrote a very good song called Vienna.
It's not as good as Ultravox's, though, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's up to discussion, isn't it?
Well, let's discuss it. I'll start. It's not as good as Ultravox's, is it?
Oh, well, I'll discuss that. I think Vienna's a bit better.
Well, that's that discussion done. So we just have to agree. We're just going to agree to disagree, Charlotte. That's all it is. As to who has the best Vienna. Actually, I'll tell you something about Midge.
Yeah.
Right? He, Midge in the video for Vienna, because you know the canals and stuff, and you remember that?
Yeah.
On his instruction, all of those canals in the video were filled with Bacardi.
Really?
Yeah, all
really?
Of them.
Delicious Bacardi.
Midge can only. He's got his house rewired. All the plumbing's been rewired.
Yeah, yeah.
To spray Bacardi and new music in a park across London for the summer at him.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because Ultravox were big on delicious rum.
Rum.
What? Have we helped your lunchtime in any way?
Oh,
I mean, be brutally
absolutely.
Honest.
Yeah. Absolutely. But now all I want is some dips. I might have to go buy some. You know, I mean, with multi packs, we get a little corner of each dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although one of the dips is always off in those. Like, not nice.
The garlic and chive one. Who has that? It's like, you know, it's like the green triangle in the chocolate boxes. No one eats them.
That's a very good point.
I think in the Sainsbury's Mexican one, there's a nacho cheese dip, which is just awful.
Is it?
Yeah, not nice. Not nice at
Billy
all.
Joel loves that.
Really?
Yeah, he's got his. I don't even know this about him. He's got his house, and he's had all his pipes, and it just dispenses Sainsbury's Mexican nacho cheese out of the taps.
Really?
Yeah, can't get enough of it.
True story.
Absolutely true story. But you're right about when you buy a multi pack of anything, there's always one horrible thing in it. So you know you get those Kellogg's variety cereal boxes, the little ones.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Cocoa Pops. Sure. Cheerios. Fine. Cornflakes, bog standard, but fine.
Mm.
Cinnamon things, no. Absolutely wrong. I mean, that's evil. Get in the milk. So, Charlotte, thank you very much for calling. That was Lonely Lunch Club, and that's Charlotte, who has now joined it. If you'd like to be in the Lonely Lunch Club, a member of it, then simply get in touch. You can do it via email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and we'll get you on the list. Now, we need to work out who's won today's headline hijack, for we are only 6 minutes away from the news, which will contain a news live. You've just tuned in. Headline hijack works like this. Made-up news story, fib, a fabrication and a fake. Supplied by you, please, in the news at 2 o'clock. You could be the winner of today's headline hijack. It will come out of Victoria's mouth, masquerading as truth. What have we got coming in, Cornelius?
What?
Okay, I'll do it. I could see you weren't concentrating. Right, so I haven't really read through these yet.
I've got some.
Oh, go on then.
I've got one here. This is from Nigel, who says that Greater Manchester Police have urged everyone not to commit crimes today as they are understaffed. Many officers are said to be suffering from food poisoning from the station canteen, so top police chiefs have pleaded with criminals to delay committing crimes for a few days.
I like the way when you read these out, you always pick one that's slightly difficult for you to read. Which is all of them.
I stumbled over it there. I think I got through it there. Through it.
Through. Right, what have we got here then? A cat in Winchester. This is like the sort of story that Victoria would end on.
Yeah.
One of the little quirky things she's found off the internet that she likes. A cat in Winchester has been accused of tax fraud.
Cat's fraud.
No, tax fraud. In the landmark case, Whiskers, who made a lot of money on the internet after playing a piano in a viral video, failed to declare his earnings to the HMRC and is now at risk of having his litter tray possessed. Tony Blair has announced that in order to apologise for the illegal Iraq war, he has volunteered to go on an American-style rendition flight in which he will be electrocuted and waterboarded over international seas.
That's good of him.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll solve everything.
And that's coming from Sir John Chilcott to the show. He's sent that in. Right, we need a winner. Right, let's... give me the name of today's winner.
Michael.
Michael is from
Somerset.
Thank you. Michael in Somerset, sir, congratulations. You'll get your made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. Still to come on the programme this afternoon. There will be this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Paul Ross, of course, the Full Set Breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. He presents the Full Set Breakfast. However, on a Thursday, Paul Rossmaster is a quiz whereby radio people are tested as to their knowledge of Paul Ross. Today, who's playing? Is it one of the Mac twins?
Yeah, from off Return of the Mac.
Twin. From off of Virgin Radio, our sister station, of course. Also, to come the news in haikus, we go onto the streets to find out what the people think. There is the diversity paper review, today brought to us by a Jew. And there will also be work experience punditry, that's what I was thinking. With Ruzin. He'll be looking at geeky, gadgety stuff. All that to come this afternoon here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the Revved Up Motor Show that's gassed, stoked and ready to go. Every Saturday afternoon from 3, join Andy Jay as he puts the pedal to the metal on the motor show that always takes the checkered flag. From junkyard jalopies to hot hatches and souped-up supercars, it's the whole wide world of wheels in one perfect pit stop. The Motor Show, Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
With Visa and Android Pay, just touch and pay anywhere that accepts contactless. Feel unstoppable with Visa and Android Pay.
Hit the road to Halfords and make sure your car is prepped for your next summer adventure. Pop in for a free on-the-spot car check and we'll check your battery, bulbs, engine oil, aircon and wiper blades. We'll even top up your screen wash for free. Plus, see all the summer scenery in style with Halfords windscreen chip repair service. We'll fix your chipped windscreen for just £25, giving you the freedom to start your summer journey with a clear view. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Thursday. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 5 men have been killed in an industrial accident. A man's pleaded guilty to a shopkeeper's murder. And Kidlington villages are confused by a tourism boom.
Talk Radio.
5 men have died after a wall collapsed at a recycling plant in Birmingham. Another has been seriously injured. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs has more.
Emergency services were called to reports a wall had collapsed at Hawkswood Metal in Neachels just before nine this morning. A short while later, the men were discovered but couldn't be saved. Another man's been taken to hospital with serious leg injuries. The health and safety executive has begun an investigation.
An elderly woman has been killed in a bus crash in Darlington. A 52-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. Two others were injured when the 50-seater vehicle went into a branch of Halifax in the Northgate area. Former Tory chairman Grant Shapps is calling for the party to speed up the leadership contest, telling Talk Radio a new prime minister should be chosen sooner rather than later. Voting is underway for Theresa May, Michael Gove and Andrea Leadsom, with one of them due to be eliminated this afternoon before a ballot of party members in September. Mr Shapps says the whole process should take 3 weeks.
We could cut a month off this rather over lengthy selection process. Out with the members, still have the chance to do all the hustings, all the rest of it, let them lay out their platforms, let people have the choice, but actually get a new leader and therefore prime minister in place much sooner, which I think would be very good for the country.
A man has pleaded guilty to murdering a shopkeeper in Glasgow who he claims had disrespected Islam. Asad Shah was found with serious injuries in the Shorelands area in March. 32-year-old Tanvir Ahmed from Bradford says he believes the newsagent claimed to be a prophet. Amazon is creating 1,000 new jobs across the UK as it continues to grow its ultra-fast delivery service, Prime Now. The posts are in addition to the 2,500 announced earlier this year. The new positions will be spread across Edinburgh, Manchester, Leicestershire, Cambridge and London. And villagers in Oxfordshire say they're baffled as to why Chinese and Japanese tourists are stopping off to take pictures in their front gardens. Coachloads of visitors have been dropped off in Kidlington weekly, usually on a Thursday. There are suggestions it's because they've been told it's a filming location for Inspector Morse, Midsummer Murders or Harry Potter. These locals are confused.
They keep walking on people's gardens, trying to get a look at our roses. There's some residents up here with benches in their front gardens. They're quite happy to go and sit and pose.
To be honest, I can't understand why. It's not a particularly remarkable road. Nothing particularly special about it. Would have been nice if Harry Potter would have been filmed here. Could have made a bit of money out of it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Got an idea. Why don't they just ask them?
Well, apparently they did, but nobody on the coach or the coach driver spoke English. And none of the villagers evidently spoke Mandarin.
Okay. That's easily got... You could easily get around that problem, couldn't you? Though, by, you know, getting someone who does speak it to ask them.
Yeah.
Then it would clear the mystery up really fast.
All right.
Just saying.
Can I do the weather now?
Yes.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Okay.
A bright day for much of Scotland. Meanwhile, cloudy skies with outbreaks of rain and drizzle across northern England and Wales. Mostly dry elsewhere with some sunshine, highs of 22 degrees.
Thanks very much. Right, I think Alex has got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. It's understood Bournemouth have had a £15 million offer for Liverpool winger Jordan Ibe accepted. He made 41 appearances for Liverpool last season, but only 12 in the league. Dibble. Arsenal's Aaron Ramsey could miss the start of the Premier League season due to Wales's run to the Euro 2016 semi-finals. He says the Gunners' German players missed the first game in August 2 years ago, having won the World Cup, and he expects Arsene Wenger to want to give him a little break. Serena Williams is into her ninth Wimbledon final. She battered Elena Vesnina of Russia 6-2, 6-love. She could be joined in the final by Sister Venus, who plays the Australian Open champion Angelique Kerber later. And England bowler James Anderson has been omitted from the 12-man squad for the first test against Pakistan. He picked up a stress fracture to his right shoulder blade against Sri Lanka last month. The four-match series starts at Lord's on Thursday. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And sales of alcohol and one-day flights to Magaluf have surged over the past 2 days after a mass group trip organised by the National Union of Teachers. Reports of large groups of teachers chanting inset day and mess in the seats have come out from both Ryanair and EasyJet overnight, but no arrests have taken place.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news and Dibble with the sport.
Talk Radio.
So, good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And after the story, of course, that valuable intelligence found by MI6 regarding Saddam Hussein's nerve gas arsenal was, in fact, stolen from the 1996 Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage film The Rock, as evidenced in the Chilcot report yesterday. We thought, well, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us. Today, this show will be based on the film The Rock. Later then, coming up, a group of renegade US Marines will be here to look through the papers, while an FBI biochemist will be here in a moment to review the technical, gadgety, geeky stuff in work experience punditry. There's the news in haikus, which will be launched via some stolen VS gas warheads. Plus, we go out onto the streets to find out what the people think about a former intelligence officer played by Sean Connery, who's been in prison for 30 years, but was the only man ever to escape from Alcatraz. There's the showbiz with the director of the FBI's counter-terrorist unit, and then a covert group of US Navy SEALs have their knowledge tested as to Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross in this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. All of which will make no sense if you've never seen the 1996 film The Rock. So here we go then with work experience punditry. This is the part of the show where we review a thing. On some days it's music, other days it's television. Yesterday it was hipster nonsense, sometimes it's film. On a Thursday it's geeky, gadgety crap, and it's brought to us in a roundup by the work experience Roo. And the reason for work experience punditry, as you'll have assumed, is that we don't have to pay them. Good afternoon, Roo.
Sorry, I'm not getting paid.
I thought that was clear.
Oh, right, well, I'm off then.
Yes.
Have a good one. No. Don't be silly. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes. I almost believed that. Right, geeky gadgety stuff's on a Thursday. What have you got, Roo?
Well, you know how last week we renamed Boris bikes Sadiqals?
Sadiqals.
Sadiqals.
Yeah. I love a good bike, but would you rather avocado? I thought I'd open with
all
a
right,
gag.
Yes. Well, when's that coming?
I'm very good.
That's why we don't pay you.
Avocado.
Yes, yes. This is the latest in avocado news.
Yes, we were talking about this.
Yeah, we've been...
We were talking about avocado just earlier, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that now you can grow them yourself?
No.
Well, couldn't you anyway?
Well, yes, but you'd have to... you'd have to take about 5 to 15 years growing an avocado tree. So the process has now been streamlined by a gentleman called Daniel Kalionitsis, I think.
Yes.
Who's launched Avocado, which is essentially a avocado-shaped bowl in which you place an avocado seed and then pop in some water for about 3 weeks. Sorry, 3 weeks to 3 months. And then you'll have an avocado at the end of that.
Right. It's easier. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
It's easier than growing a tree.
Well, it's easier just to go and buy one.
Yes, but apparently there's a global avocado shortage.
I blame Matt Suggs. From Madness.
From Madness, yeah.
Did you know about this?
No. What's happened?
Well, we discussed this earlier, so if you were listening earlier, I apologise for repeating myself, but Suggs from Madness, of course, he's had his entire house rewired so that all the water pipes dispense dip. And he's got avocado comes out of the shower, well, guacamole.
Right.
And he flushes the toilet with salsa. For the reasons for this, I can't actually remember, but that's a fact about, and hummus comes out of the taps. That's what he does. So it might be his fault.
I didn't realise until only the other day that guacamole is to do with avocados.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you think it was?
I don't know, just guaca made into a sort of a mole. I
so
don't know.
The guano of a mole.
If you like, yeah.
So moles actually, that's where you get it from, moles actually excrete guacamole. And that's why you often see Suggs.
Suggs
from Madness. Well, you'll often see him holding. You know those. You haven't got children, so you won't know. But you can get these things called Ella's Kitchen, which is like a pouch of sort of fruit and stuff. And you tear the top off, and you can eat the fruity stuff out of the pouch. Well, what Suggs from Madness does is that he gets moles And he sort of
squirts them into
his own mouth. And you often see Suggs squirting the...
He does it on stage.
...excreta of a mole, which poos avocado, into his own mouth.
Well, I hope he packages the stuff and distributes it.
Because there's a shortage, as you rightly say. And again, I think tearing the head off a mole, right, and eating its avocado excrement is still easier than growing an avocado in a bowl and quicker. Than this gadget. It's not really a gadget. It's a bowl, isn't it?
Yes. I'll grant you. But there must be something sophisticated going on within the bowl for an avocado to be grown in that amount of time. From just a bowl and some water. Apparently he gained 1.8 million Thai baht in funding on a Kickstarter campaign. If you want one of these avocado bowls, it's going to set you back 500 of them. Thai bahts. If that's how you say
what's
it.
That, what's that in...
Well, that would have been a fantastic thing to have found out prior to having sat down in this chair.
Yes.
I'll grant you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we could find that out.
We could do.
That's fine. But
we are equipped with technology.
Given the state of sterling now...
yes, it's gone up in price.
It's probably not worth it. What else have you got there?
Well, Furbies, they're getting smarter. So much so that they can now grow their own avocados. No, I'm joking. they're now Bluetooth and everything with wireless connectivity and a mobile app so that they can now deliver all kinds of interactive games for the children that play with them.
Well, yes, we have a Furby.
Yeah, but they're just...
And it doesn't do anything.
Well, no, but this is the new Furby.
Yeah, but I don't know what they're for. I mean, it just doesn't do anything. I mean, it'll squeak a bit, and then its eyes will open, and then it just...
You have to put batteries in it, John.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, I know. It doesn't do anything. I mean, it's supposed to go, it does all these things. No, it just sits there and goes... Well, and then stops, and
I
that's
think
it.
As a
that's
parent,
it.
It's easier to buy a Furby than an actual...
child.
Than an actual pet of some variety. I don't know, perhaps one of those guacamoles we were talking about earlier.
A Furby that dispenses avocado dip.
Yeah, that's just messy. At least a Furby keeps things clean.
Right, yes.
Although it's not quite, I can't remember the name of that robot that was basically an iPad on wheels. But we were talking about that a few weeks ago. It's not one of those. It can't sort of lock your front door for you. It basically just has a pair of LCD eyes, 1,000 phrases, so it doesn't get boring. You could have a good conversation with this Furby.
They don't talk to you. I must be doing it wrong.
Keeps track of the time and date for you as well.
Technology these days. How do they do it?
So you can ask it how long until your avocado is ready.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to muster up a speck of interest in it, but I can't.
It's going to cost you $100 anyway. I wouldn't get
that's ludicrous.
Too interested. But what's also scary is that while I was looking for some geeky gadgetry news, I read that scientists are making robots learn how to hunt prey, which is quite worrying. If Furbies are getting smarter,
what is a robot's prey?
Well, no,
humans.
Yes, that's the worry, isn't it? Sort of Terminator style. But really, what they want is to create technology that will allow, say, your suitcase to follow you around in the airport. So it's more of a parent-child thing. But the news article I read made it sound scary.
Yes.
By positing it as prey.
I could see the use of a suitcase following you around in an airport. But, let's be honest, the margin of error is quite wide, isn't it, with that? I mean, suitcases get lost all the time anyway, don't they? So what would you...
So it can hone in on you.
Yeah, you'd have to switch it off when it went... Otherwise, it wouldn't get on the conveyor belt. So when you go and check your suitcase in, it'd just follow you off, wouldn't it? You'd walk up, it'd come with you.
Yes, but until that point, you've had to drag your Furbies, your avocados around with you, whereas now they can just be... Be there like a sort of obedient little dog or something.
Yes. Well, again, the problem with this myriad, I would suggest, when the suitcases rise up,
yes,
and become sentient,
and just zip us up.
And we'd end up like that spy in that holdall that time. Never mind.
I don't know what.
There was a dead spy found in a holdall.
Oh, Interesting.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't.
I mean, it was a good advert for the literage of the Holdall, I imagine. but apart from that, okay. Well, that's interesting. Intelligent suitcases that can eat us.
yes. Well, not quite what I said, but yeah.
Avocado growing and furbish.
I've found the Thai baht exchange rate.
And I knew you would
done some quick maths. Yeah. So 500 Thai baht, just under £11.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No.
Because they ship worldwide. I'm going to have to get one.
Are you going
to
get an avocado bowl?
Yeah, and grow an avocado.
Well, where do you buy avocado seeds?
Comes with it, does it?
From, you buy an avocado.
From an old avocado. Yeah, yeah. So the big bit in the middle, is that the seed?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, okay, fair play.
Yeah, but then you've bought an avocado, so you might as well just buy two and save yourself the bother of paying for the bowl.
And you would have to wait 3 months for every avocado you ever wanted.
Well, I probably only buy an avocado once every 3 months, I reckon, so that's quite ideal for me.
They are good. Very healthy fats.
Mm.
Yeah.
Perhaps now we've said avocado a lot, we'll get sent loads of avocados.
Or an avocado machine. Yeah. Sorry, avocado.
Avocado.
Yes. Oh, very good.
Which you could drink with Bacardi.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Sounds it's an avocado nice. With the
hollowed
Bacardi
out.
And filled with Bacardi.
Yeah, yeah.
You like, know, like a cocktail on holiday.
Coconut.
Yeah. There you go. It's on hollowed out.
That'll be the next thing, wasn't it? We've just thought the next hipster thing.
Hey, get a Kickstarter up now.
Come on, Bacardi. Let's get on board with this. Right. It's hollowed out avocado. They're fashionable. They're a hipster fruit. Veg thing, hollow them out, fill them with delicious Bacardi. There,
avocados.
Yeah, avocados.
That'd be great on
it's
toast.
It's even got its own theme song. Avocados, like have a banana. Although that sounds like Abu Qatada, no one wants that. right, it's 16 minutes past 2 o'clock. More gadgety geeky stuff.
There is, yes.
Oh God, with Roo next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
At Arnold Clark, it's all about making your money go further. It's about searching over 18,000 cars and finding out you can afford more than you think. It's about the savings you make every month. At Arnold Clark, it's about affordable motoring. It's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if 1 million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at 1millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need 1 million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit 1millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M1 in Derbyshire, where all lanes are now back open between junction 29 and 29A near Chesterfield. There was a fuel spill. Traffic will take a little bit of time to get back to normal, as it is still very busy. At Hendon in London, the A406 has two lanes closed eastbound at the bottom of the M1 at Staples Corner. There's an accident on the flyover. A27 Lewis Road at Polegate in East Sussex is slow both ways. Some temporary traffic lights at Folkington Road. I'm Dave Stamford.
People of Britain, this summer you can save a whole heap of cash on your car insurance and feel
worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. I'm worth it.
Visit Money Supermarket and you could save up to £250 this summer and feel epic. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
51% of customers could save up to £251 based on Consumer Intelligence March 2016.
I'm worth it.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Andy J there with the motoring programme here from Talk Radio. Andy J last week, of course, played Paul Rossmaster, our quiz based on the life and work of Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Today's edition will be at around 20 to 4, played today by one of the Mac twins out of off of Virgin Radio, our sister station, which is downstairs. Now, the news. There's been a lot of news, hasn't there? Good Lord above.
Oh, too much. Too much news now.
You can have too much of a news thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it. It's too much.
Well, this is where we break it down into its component parts and make it easy to understand. We do it through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Wales lose semi. They should give it 20 min. It's and try again.
The news in haikus. If you'd like to follow the news in haikus, brand new Twitter feed, by the way, then you can. All the haikus set to soothing, inspirational pictures. Ah. The news in haikus, it's news__haikus. News__haikus. The news in haikus. You listen to Talk Radio, we are midst work experience punditry. With a roundup of geeky, gadgety stuff is our work experience pundit today. We don't have to pay him. He's called Roo. We've already talked avocado bowl. It's just a bowl. I don't know what's geeky or gadgety about it. It's a bowl. A Furby that, like mine, won't work. I don't know what to do with it. It's not actually mine. It's my children's. And what was the thing we discussed?
Robots that can hunt you down and lob you in a suitcase.
That's
something
right.
Along those lines.
That's exactly it. So next up on the gadgety geeky review menu. Roo.
Well, funny you should say menu. Would you ever have avocado on a bagel?
Is this a trick question?
Yes.
Oh. yes.
You would. Oh, well, you don't want to do that. Because bagel is now the name for a new smart tape measure.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to ruin your tape measure, John.
Did they not know that the word bagel was already taken?
I think that's what they're going for, though. Something that sticks. You know, you're going to forget.
Well, that's not
something.
A bagel. That's glue.
Well, it you wouldn't remember iSmart measure tape or anything like that, would you?
All right.
It's a bit like... It rings. What's the phrase? It sticks in the head.
Yes.
Yeah. Kickstarter. That's not a phrase, is it? Kickstarter. Kickstarter.
Unless you're an axe murderer.
looking to raise $30,000 to bring you the digital tape measure that offers three different measuring modes. Would you like to know what they are?
Oh, yes.
Yes, of course. String is for curves, lines, and corners. Wheel is for irregular or odd-shaped objects, but they still have to be sort of curvy because it's a wheel. The remote option, laser thing, is for very far away stuff. So, you know, if you want to measure the distance from here to...
The moon.
The moon, yes.
Which is the pub at the end of the road, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you'd be able to do that with the laser.
Yeah.
The bagel laser.
Right, okay, so but don't these things already exist? I think you can already get lasery measuring things. State agents use them, don't they?
Yes, but you can't get them all conveniently in one bagel.
Right. Hey, talk me through the stringy one. That measures round corners.
No, the stringy one is, well, yes, it can do it all, really.
Yeah.
But the wheel is what you want to use if you want to do that, but with one hand, or if you want to measure the circumference of a strange chair or something. So it's kind of curvy, it's kind of podgy.
I often find myself wanting to measure the circumference of a strange chair.
Yeah.
and that happens, I always think, you know what I could do? You know what I could do with?
A bagel.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what I have had to do in the past, and I'll be honest with you, what I've had to do in the past is I've had to go and get a bagel, and I've just pulled it into little chunks, bready chunks, and I've laid that around the circumference of the strange chair.
And you've had to count the crumbs up.
Count the crumbs up, and then take them off the chair, put them back down in a straight line, and then measure them with a standard tape measure to get the circumference of a chair. That's the method I use to measure the circumference of a strange chair.
Well, thank goodness for this newfangled bagel.
Yes.
The string, by the way, can withstand up to 112 pounds. Yeah, so it's not going to break easily.
What's that in Thai baht?
I'll find out okay. for you.
And once you've measured your chair with your bagel, you can then record your measurements vocally onto the bagel and it will save them forever. You don't need a pen or paper. And then you can sync that with its companion bagel app.
Of course you can. I don't see the point of it, because we've got things that do this already, haven't we?
Yeah, it was a bit like how you used to have to carry your iPhone and your iPod around. Well, no, sorry, that's a bad example. Your BlackBerry and your iPod around.
Yeah, okay.
So now, you know, RAM together, suddenly that's your iPhone, isn't it? So just making things a little...
How much is it?
It is. Wow, it doesn't exist yet.
Oh, okay.
It's they're looking to raise $30,000, but you can pledge $59 to get one. And a USB cable at 45% off its estimated price, which sounds vague. It could,
yeah, that
could
does
come
sound,
out at any
that
price.
Sounds very vague. Well, I see. Yes, okay. I would see it has a use, but I don't think. I think the world could do without it.
I think we'd all take it a lot more seriously had it been named something other than bagel.
That is my main issue. Yes. Yeah. What else do you have?
Well, a graduate student created cute household gadgets that sneeze and poop.
That's cute.
All of which you can measure using a bagel. Yeah. Hiram Shin. I hope that's right.
Bless you.
a graduate student at the Royal College of Art. She wanted to experiment with how to make home appliances cute. Because we've all thought that kettle isn't cute enough. They're all sort of pastel coloured and curvy. They are nice. And they all do different things. So the toaster sneezes when it's accumulated too many breadcrumbs.
Does it sneeze the breadcrumbs out all over the kitchen? Because I'd find that very irritating.
Yeah, that would take
away
from the
cuteness. It's really annoying. You know when you move a toaster?
Yeah, right? And it sheds.
It just, doesn't it? You just have to touch it wrong and it just goes crumbs everywhere. And it's really annoying. And then you wipe them up. Right, you just wipe them up, don't you? And then you move the toaster out of the way, and you get rid of all the crumbs, and then you put it back. And as soon as you put it, no matter how gently you put a toaster back down, more crumbs just drop out the bottom of it.
It's a bit like when you lose the bottom out of your hole puncher.
Yeah, yes, Michael McIntyre.
Yes, hello, how are you? You well? Hello, everybody, are you good?
You've probably observed this about toast, haven't you?
No, what is it? Right, I have it. No, I'm sure everyone in their kitchen, they have a toaster, okay? Why is it as soon as you go to move it, okay? Even if I mean, why, whoever moves their toaster anyway? But as soon as you, for some reason, you're moving a toaster, and then it just sort of crumbs everywhere. It's a sort of like a bomb scene of toast has gone off all over my kitchen side, and I have to get the spray out.
Michael McIntyre joining us there.
That's for, amazing.
An obvious observation, as is his trademark. Yes, so cute, oh, cute appliance.
Yes.
Which one does a poo?
that'll be the vacuum. And the garbage can mimics shy children and turns away from its owner when it needs emptying. I don't understand the logic, but that's, you know, it's so that they're cute. They don't exist. You can't buy them. Well, they do exist. You can't buy them. They were just done for a project as part of her course.
Right, well, I mean, that's a Kickstarter account. I'd almost rather have a bin that turns away from me than I would an avocado bowl, which is just a bowl.
Yes.
Certainly a Furby.
Well, I'd rather an avocado bowl that turns away from me, a Furby that poops, and a tape measure that sneezes.
All future, like tomorrow's world, this, isn't it? Thank you very much, Roo,
thank
for
you
bringing
very
in your geeky, gadgety roundup of pointless things that will never see the light of day. It's Talk Radio. Still to come on the programme, then. We'll be going out on the streets to find out what the people think. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, and the High Priest Vexander Crowley joins us shortly with his thought for the day for Satanists. I'm John Holmes. It's just about 2:30. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Five men have died in an industrial accident in Birmingham. A wall is believed to have collapsed on top of them at a recycling centre in Neatcells this morning. Murray McGregor from the West Midlands Ambulance Services, a sixth man was taken to hospital with a broken leg.
Clearly a very difficult situation for him to have been in. He'll undoubtedly know the situation with his colleagues, and that will obviously lead to shock. So, you know, a very difficult situation for him.
An elderly woman has died and two other people have been injured after a bus crashed into a bank in Darlington. The 52-year-old driver has been questioned on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. A man has pleaded guilty to murdering a shopkeeper in Glasgow who he claims had disrespected Islam. Asad Shah was found with serious injuries in the Shorelands area in March. The last round of voting among Tory MPs is taking place to pick a new Prime Minister. Only two names out of Theresa May, Michael Gove and Andrea Leadsom will make it through to the final ballots of Conservative Party members. And in sports, Serena Williams has cruised into her ninth Wimbledon singles final. The defending champion took just 48 minutes to beat Russian world number 50, Elena Vesnina, 6-2, 6-love. Venus Williams is taking on Australian Open champion Angelique Kerber at the moment. The weather, a brighter day for much of Scotland. Cloudy skies with outbreaks of rain and drizzle across northern England and Wales. Mostly dry elsewhere with some sunshine. Highs of 22 degrees is more in half an hour.
Sorry, Victor, I was just out of the room. Have you done?
Yeah.
Right. That was Victoria with the news. She'll be back at 3 o'clock with more of it. And I'm sure if you were listening to it, it was great. I wasn't. So, next then, more of your reactions. Some news in haikus. And as I said, the High Priest Vexen Crowley will be here with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you and Penny Smith there. Penny Smith will be in for Julia Hartley Brewer tomorrow morning from 10. This is information I am party to. Cornelius, some of your reactions.
John.
Hi there.
How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Some of your reactions have been coming in, of course, so you can always react to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's been coming in?
Nigel says he's not here to see Julie. He's actually got a meeting with Denny. And rubbish work experience kid from earlier in the week said, my job was boring.
Thanks very much. So if you've got a reaction, then do.
He's not here anymore.
Get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, we do, of course, being the home of Talk Radio, not only take reactions, we also take opinions. And we do that by going outside onto the streets. That's where the streets are. And more often than not, they are outside. And we go out onto them to find the man and or woman in them. The man or woman in the street, of course, always has a think. They always think something, don't they? They have a think. And we like to know what the people think, so we send our intrepid reporters outside to find out. Today, we've been out onto the streets to take the pulse of the nation to find out what the people think. Do they think jelly or banners?
Jelly.
Banners.
Jelly.
Jelly.
Banners.
Jelly.
Jelly.
Banners.
Banners.
Jelly.
Banners.
Banners.
Jelly.
Banners.
Jelly.
Jelly.
Banners.
Jelly.
Banners.
Banners.
Jelly.
Banners.
Jelly.
Jelly.
Banners.
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 Jelly.
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 Banners.
Jelly.
Banners.
Banners.
Jelly.
Banners.
Jelly.
Jelly.
banners.
And there you have it. What the people think. Did they think jelly or banners? That's what the people are saying out on the streets. That's what they're saying right now this afternoon. They're saying jelly or banners. But given that choice, what do you think? Do you think jelly? Or do you think banners? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with either the word banners or the word jelly.
Now, it's a well-known trope, of course, that Talk Radio broadcast stations, and indeed some music ones, will often give you a moment to step off the world. To just take a moment of reflection, really. To look inwards at oneself, to your spiritual insides. And they do it with a sort of pause for thought style feature where they'll invite someone with a religious bent, say, you know, it could be Christianity, it could be Islam, it could be Hinduism, Sikhism. They invite them in to come up with an anecdote from their lives and then tenuously link whatever deity it is that they believe in to that life anecdote. That's the format of the pause for thought. We're no different, except that we cater for a section of the market hitherto uncatered for. And that, of course, is people who believe in and worship the devil. So our regular show feature with the friend of the show, who is, of course, the high priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He's called Vexen the Crowley, and here he is with his thought for the day for Satanists. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. With the summer in full swing, it's certainly no surprise to see a sudden influx of tourists to our little village. I, for one, am always keen on visitors to the area. These innocents are ripe for the plucking, and time and again, I and my fellow worshippers of He Who Is Most Unholy have lured them into our clutches and killed them as a sacrifice to the Dark One. Either that, or we hold a bring-and-buy sale just to raise funds for the temple roof, which is badly in need of repair. Anyway, it was while in the village yesterday, minding my own business, I just popped into the centre to buy some milk and to wee up the door of a church, that I was asked by four French students for directions to the nearest train station. They were quite clearly lost, in a rush and in urgent need of assistance, unsure of where to turn next on the road ahead. And I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For are we not all lost without the direction that the darkest and most putrid beast devil gives us? And furthermore, fouling up the day of another in the name of the most mischievous and blackened hell fiend can often provide purpose in one's own life. And that is why I proceeded to send them in the wrong direction, not towards the train station, but towards the police station instead, telling them that by entering the building they would find the mode of transport they so desired. And as they thanked me and turned away, I slyly dropped a sizable wrap of cocaine into the open bag of one of the party, and then called the police station from my mobile to tell them where to look. I hate the French. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexen the Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. Soon to come, today's diversity paper review each day. We do a paper review. Yes, so far so Talk Radio. However, ours is done by a different diversity on a daily basis because we are the most diverse programme ever broadcast anywhere in the world. The kind of thing that Lenny Henry would be very pleased about if he knew about it, which he probably doesn't, because we don't have any marketing. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. There will be a man from Talk Sport reviewing showbiz from the point of view of a man who has no knowledge of or interest in showbiz very soon as well. And Paul Rossmaster, today one of the Mac twins from Virgin Radio's Saturday Night Show, has her knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested in Paul Rossmaster. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
The next departure from platform 4 is the delayed 7:46 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Citroen Berlingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance, lease, business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M1 in Derbyshire, where all lanes are now back open between junction 29 and 29A near Chesterfield. There was a fuel spill. Traffic will take a little bit of time to get back to normal, as it is still very busy. At Hendon in London, the A406 has two lanes closed eastbound at the bottom of the M1 at Staples Corner. There's an accident on the flyover. A27 Lewis Road at Polegate in East Sussex is slow both ways. Some temporary traffic lights at Folkington Road. I'm Dave Stanford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Plug in to Paul Ross.
Stop it.
I'm not sure that's a wise line to have had in there. Anyway, it's coming up to a time you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, we were earlier talking, of course, about the Chilcot Report and the probably one of the most staggering bits in it, whereby the intelligence services based their evidence that Saddam Hussein was harbouring chemical weapons or had the capacity to build chemical weapons. Seemingly, and the quote was in the report, in the intelligence, that it could be transported in connected glass spheres. It turned out that what they handed to Tony Blair, rather than fact, was the plot of the 1996 action film The Rock, starring Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage. So we were wondering if perhaps all of Tony Blair's policies while in office were based on films that he liked. So we've got a few coming in here. Thank you for sending them in. Your thoughts are very welcome on this. Of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Gordon Brown, John, it wasn't just Tony Blair, this happens to all politicians. Gordon Brown based his budgets on the Titanic. film Titanic.
Yeah, they just sort of sunk.
Sunk, didn't they? Margaret Thatcher.
Yes.
Based her school milk policy, if you remember this, on the film Taken. Despite Taken not coming out for maybe 30 years
yeah,
after
well,
Margaret
she must
Thatcher's
have read an early script.
Milk policy. But thank you for sending that in, Jill. Thank you very much.
You don't really get prime ministers with a school milk policy anymore. Or just any politician.
I think she was education secretary when she did the milk thing.
Oh, really?
Prime minister then.
Oh, you with your facts.
Yeah, coming over here with my facts. What other ones did we have? Of course, we had... we know that Tony Blair's unemployment and benefits system was based on the full Monty. Of course, Tony Blair gave concessions to unemployed men who were willing to work as strippers. That came in earlier. Thank you for that. And, of course, the sending of military equipment and protective clothing, the correct protective clothing to frontline soldiers in Iraq. It was based on the film The Wrong Trousers. So if you've got a policy decision based on a film that you think a politician may have made, then do let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's complicated, though, the news, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because the news, being complicated as it is always easier to understand if, like us, you break it down into its component part, which is Japanese poetry. This is the programme where we do that for you, so you don't have to. And you can now follow, by the way, this feature on Twitter. It's news_haikus, at news_haikus, where you'll get a soothing Japanese-style backdrop with a haiku written on it. It's like those inspirational pictures that Gits send you on email. It's five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Chilcot report. I'd topple Tony Blair's stat. Chew if he had one.
Papers. Good afternoon, hello, you're listening to Talk Radio, on the radio, coming out of the radio. I'm Sir John Chilcot. Joining me today for the diversity paper, I'm not, in case you were confused. Diversity, but he's got to do something now.
You're not a sir.
Good point. But I am called John, so are you. You're joining us for the diversity paper review, and the diversity you are is a...
Jew.
And you've got the papers for the diversity paper review, the most diverse feature anywhere in broadcasting, because it's a paper review, but each day it's done by a different diversity.
Wow. What an introduction. That went longer than the M1. That introduction. Hi, John.
Hi, John. What have you got, Johnny, in the newspapers for us today?
So, you know how you always complain that I'm always going to the Star and the Mirror?
You do. They are your go-to publications of choice, the Star and the Mirror, yes.
Yeah. So, I've gone for the Times today.
Have you?
All my articles are from the Times.
Did you understand any of them?
No.
Okay.
That's why I've got you.
Where would you like to start?
Page 3.
Yes.
Well, I'm used to going to page 3 in the Star and the Mirror and the Sun,
yes.
So... I thought that's where I'd start.
Yes. So what, is there a...
No, there's no text, it's just an image.
A topless babe,
yep.
On page 3 of
That's what we're going to talk about.
Of the Times.
Yeah.
Is it Andrea Leadsom?
No, it's Theresa May.
Right.
I know two politicians.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, page 3 of the Times. It's all about Kidlington. Have you heard of Kidlington before?
No.
It's a little village in Oxfordshire. Mm. And it's in the news today because there's coach parties of Chinese people who have descended onto Kidlington in search of the set of Inspector Morse.
Ah, now I did see a story about this before they worked out why they were going there. So the local residents of Kidlington, so I have heard of it, you're right, were taking photographs of all these tourists in their street, but they didn't know, nobody knew why they were there.
And do you know where on the what day on the street they did that?
No.
On Tuesdays.
Right.
And what's special about Tuesdays? It's bin collection day, of course. So the Chinese came when the bins were out.
Right.
That's generally the story.
Yes.
So they went out thinking it was a set of Inspector Morse.
Hang on, why? Why did they think it was a set of Inspector Morse? I mean, was it used in Inspector Morse?
No.
So why did the Chinese think it was?
Why do the Chinese do a lot of things?
Well, we could get into that area if you want to.
White dog.
Let's move away from that area and instead concentrate on Oxfordshire, where they only eat cat. So this has now become a thing. Did someone go outside and ask a Chinese why they were standing in their street near the bins?
Well, apparently, according to a man named Martin Tobit, shout out to Martin.
Yes.
You know Mart?
Yeah, we've got on Martin. Yeah.
Yep. Follows you on Twitter. He posted a link to an episode of Inspector Morse on a Japanese website, which translated as "daughter disappeared from Kiddington." Daughter disappeared from Kiddington.
Right.
And that's obviously where they got the link from.
One of the requirements of a pay-per-view is being able to read. Just say.
One of the requirements of a presenter is actually to present.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm the sort of person who has to fight the fire when you say racist things about Chinese people, and I have to say there's no evidence that any of them have ever eaten a dog recently.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, there's what? A daughter's missing?
Daughter disappeared from Kidlington.
Are you going to say the Chinese ate the daughter?
No, oh, I'm just going to say the daughter disappears, and I think the Chinese have gone, the daughter's missing, let's go to Kidlington and find her. So they've kind of taken the reality away and actually gone to... do you remember in the 1980s, 3 Deidre, when Deidre Rashid went to prison in Coronation Street?
I don't know what you're talking about now.
You do know. You sit at home watching Coronation Street with your dog on your lap. I know you do.
I don't.
You do?
At least I'm not eating it, like you suggest people do. Racist.
You know.
So, there's a... No, I don't know what you're on about. I've really lost the thread of this. So
we just go for Deidre Rashid first. Right, so Deidre Rashid was a cat.
What's that?
You know Deidre Barlow?
No.
In Coronation Street. Well, married to Ken Barlow. And there's a whole thing about free... You'll see my
link. This all in the Times?
Yeah. It's a big article. You know how the Times are too wordy. That's why I can't read it all the time, because it's too wordy. You know when Deidre Barlow from Coronation Street got sent to prison for something?
Right.
Everyone was like, oh my God, we have to free Deidre, and they had t-shirts, and they stopped the football match in the 80s to say the result, that she'd been freed out from prison. And I think it's like that kind of the public are taking it a little bit too literate about everything. So they've taken the translation that said daughter disappeared from Kidlington, and the Chinese have gone to Kidlington to actually find out this.
So somebody has gone missing?
No, that's just a translation of the episode of Inspector Morse.
Right, and why Kidlington?
Because that's what the translation is.
Right, but it's nothing to do with Inspector Morse.
Only that the name of the Inspector Morse episode, when you translate it into Japanese, says the word Kidlington in it.
So why have the Chinese gone there?
Because the Chinese watch it, watch Japanese subtitles. It's very strange.
Why would the Chinese have Japanese subtitles?
Sorry, what?
Why would the Chinese have Japanese subtitles? No, move on. I don't care anymore.
No, I don't care either.
Right.
Moving on to the Times. Perhaps again.
Yeah.
Because it's the only newspaper we have to read.
Yep.
And we're going to page 23, if you're going to read this. And we're talking about Emma Watson.
Right. Oh, well, good, you found a showbiz story in the Times. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yep. So, Emma Watson, I'm on the page, which is why I can see the article.
This is so professional.
I know. Who'd have thought I actually got a job? Emma Watson.
It's not a proper one. Emma Watson, who is Hermione.
That is correct.
There you go, I've met her.
Of course you have. And anything? Any opinions?
Yes, no.
Is she? £47 she earned from her latest film, The Colony.
Oh, yes. It's not done very well, has it?
No.
No.
£47.
Well, she's earned that, or the film has earned that.
The film made
that. I bet she got more than £47, didn't she?
Well, apparently it was... well, the article is going for the fact that Harry Potter got £23 million, and it's only got £47. Her argument is obviously that it was for straight to DVD release, and that's why it didn't do so well. But I think, would you, if when you're at that stage of your career, obviously she did it very young, but she kind of left film because she became a big feminist and was like speaking at these like European talk things.
Yes, the European talk things, very good. Yes.
Well, do you know what it's called?
Well, she was speaking at. She was a representative at the UN, wasn't she, or something?
Well done.
All right.
And that's correct. 1 point. And therefore, why would you put yourself there? So she's kind of done the film career, she's gone and represented herself at the UN. Why then go back and do a bad film? Because it's now going to reflect badly on her now.
Well, she probably doesn't know it was a bad film.
You must know. I mean, you must know when you're making a film. Yeah. Oh, you know.
Well, she probably, like Tony Blair, thought it was the right thing to do at the time. But yes, admittedly, it has been a catastrophe. But now she can say, with hindsight, she got some of the intelligence wrong, like the script. And that, but in the same circumstances, she would do it again.
Well, I don't know. I think she could be a bit more choosy now. She's got the money behind her. I think she would know when she's reading a script if it's good or not. She's got enough experience behind her. Okay. You disagree. Mm. You just don't care.
Not really, no. Is there any, you know, I mean, any sort of knowledge given today,
yeah,
right, and you know, and the papers that you're reviewing,
yeah,
I thought you might sort of touch upon the main story of the day that is in all of the papers.
Are we talking about the one that features on page 43 of the Times, how a nudist won the rights to bear all in the garden?
No, but let's hear it.
No. Let's go view. What's the big story of the day, John?
Well, I thought you'd give us an in-depth analysis of Chilcot.
Well, now you bring that up, the Chilcot Inquiry. I cannot believe how much money they spent on that. £10 million, 7 years. I don't understand why we never knew this earlier. Like, we don't know anything now that we didn't know before.
No, that is a fair point. No, we all knew all of that, and now it's just said, yeah, you were all right. That's what happened. What you all thought happened.
Like, I don't understand why.
£10 million, please.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I looked at the Chilcot Inquiry this morning and I was just shocked.
Did you read the whole thing?
No, I just saw it on the desk.
We have a copy here. You've not read it.
No. I saw the title and walked away.
Yes.
Look, seriously, John, let's be serious for a minute. I was really disappointed, you know. What Tony Blair's done, I can't fathom it. I really can't.
Literally no one wants your opinion on this. You're not even qualified. Tell me about the nudist.
So, a nudist, going back to stories I actually can read. So, a nudist in Germany has won the rights to walk around his own garden naked. So, he was walking from his house to his jacuzzi at the end of the garden, and his friend got a little peekaboo of his blueberries, as it's been quoted in the Times today.
Why blueberries? Do they mean testicles?
No, blueberries. He got punched in them an hour before. So they're blueberries.
What are you talking about now?
His testicles.
I think I understand one in three of the words you say.
That's better than most people.
I mean, what do you mean blueberries?
Well, he said he covered his blueberries to prevent them being seen.
What, do we mean actual blueberries?
No, he's talking. It's a euphemism.
For his testicles?
Yes.
Yes, but why blueberries?
Because he probably got punched in them an hour before. So therefore they turn blue.
Fine.
Can I carry on?
Yep.
Thank you. So he's allowed now to walk around his garden naked.
And that's it. Right, so that was the diversity paper review with Johnny. Who is a...
Well, a Jew.
It's always a highlight. So, still to come on the programme this very afternoon then. Yes, Paul Rossmaster, the test of the life and work of Paul Ross. That's around 40 minutes' time, this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. The big debate will be next at 3 o'clock. There's more news in haikus, of course. Well, a lot of these texts coming in. Thank you very much. We'll get through some of these as well. This is the idea that policy, government policy, maybe over many years, has been based on the favourite films of politicians, for instance. Well, this happened, of course, because The Rock, the film The Rock, the Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage, 1996 Michael Bay-directed action film, was directly quoted in the Chilcot report because the intelligence suggested that the chemical weapons Saddam Hussein had were being transported in connected glass spheres, which turned out, of course, to be A, utter balls, and B, the plot of The Rock. So we're wondering if other politicians have just based policies on films that they like. You know, we're already talking about Tony Blair, of course, not equipping the troops correctly after watching The Wrong Trousers. John, Mrs. Thatcher got the idea of the Falklands War whilst watching The Poseidon Adventure, has just come in from someone who hasn't put a name on it. Kira has been on Twitter. Jeremy Corbyn is like the Dark Knight from the Holy Grail because he refuses to give up even when he's beaten. So this is all represented, and the less said about Carla's idea that John Major got the idea of doing that with Edwina Curry from 50 Shades of Grey is his stomach turning. But do keep those coming in, policy, genuine policy ideas that have come from the favourite films of the politicians. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere.
And if you can't understand what Cassie's saying, because she is Northern, then do press the red button on your radio for subtitle translation. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. You want lots of stock on the shelf? Well, Selco's got it. You want trade brands? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. A massive range and huge stocks of trade branded building materials all at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch. Got it?
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. It's Thursday. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, an industrial accident's killed 5 people. Matt Clifford's been found not guilty of assaulting a girl. And the lynx is on the loose in Devon.
Talk Radio.
5 men have died after a wall collapsed at a recycling plant in Birmingham. A 6th man is in hospital with a broken leg. Fire crews say the scene in Neatshaws is extremely challenging with the structure unstable. Murray McGregor is from West Midlands Ambulance Service.
When our crews arrived, they found these 5 people underneath it. The 6th man had managed to get out from underneath the rubble himself, but clearly a matter for the police and the HSE to investigate exactly what had happened.
An elderly pedestrian has died after a bus crashed into a bank in Dowlington town centre. The 52-year-old bus driver has been questioned on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. Chief Inspector Graham Milne is from Durham Police.
Unfortunately, we can confirm that one lady has died as a result of this collision. And the 2 people are injured and are currently in hospital but not believed to be life-threatening injuries.
A man has pleaded guilty to murdering a shopkeeper in Glasgow who he claims had disrespected Islam. Asad Shah was found with serious injuries in the Shorelands area in March. The final 2 candidates to be the next Prime Minister will be decided by Conservative MPs this afternoon. Either Michael Gove, Andrea Leadsom or Tuesday's frontrunner Theresa May will be eliminated from the race, with the eventual winner being decided by Tory party members. Backbench MP Steve Baker is supporting Mrs. Leadsom and is tipping Mr. Gove to miss out despite rumours of tactical voting in his favour.
I'm confident that the vast majority of members of Parliament will vote for the candidate who they think is best to govern our country, and I'm confident that today MPs will put Andrea on as the second candidate on the ballot paper for members.
The Leader of the House of Commons has appeared to dismiss calls for Parliament to impeach Tony Blair over the Iraq war. Chris Grayling says it's not the job of the House to consider taking action against individuals. It's after the Chilcot report found the former Labour Prime Minister led the UK into war 8 months after privately assuring George W. Bush he'll be with him whatever in a letter. Two toddlers have died after the car they were in plunged into a remote lock. A major rescue operation's recovered their bodies, while a 36-year-old woman who survived has been released from hospital. Former celebrity publicist Max Clifford has been cleared of indecently assaulting a teenage girl in the 80s. The 73-year-old, who's already serving a jail term for historic sex offences against young women, has always denied the offence. And police in Devon say a lynx has escaped from a zoo. Officers are warning people not to approach the animal, which is the size of a large domestic cat, after it disappeared from Dartmoor Zoological Park this morning.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What does it smell of?
It's an animal.
Lynx.
A brighter day for much of Scotland. Cloudy skies without breaks of rain or drizzle across northern England and Wales. Drier elsewhere with some sunny spells, highs of 22 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. Excellent, probably. And now Alex Dibble has got the sport on Talk Radio live from a busy cattle market.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Venus Williams is taking on the Australian Open champion Angelique Kerber in the second women's semi-final at Wimbledon. Earlier, her sister Serena gave Russia's Elena Vesnina a lesson in making it through to the final. She won 6-2, 6-love. It's understood Liverpool have accepted a £15 million bid from Bournemouth for their winger Jordan Ibe. He scored four goals in 41 appearances for the Reds last season. The Wales squad has more hunger than ever to get back to major tournaments, according to Gareth Bale. He's predicted a bright future for the national team following their semi-final defeat to Portugal last night. And Mercedes teammates Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg will still be allowed to race each other freely, despite their second collision in the last five Grand Prix in Austria. But their bosses have introduced greater punishments if they do it again. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
That's Alex there with the sport live from a busy cattle market. Thank you very much, Alex. It's 3:05 and you are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Where we're going to play some music.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the president would have fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking up. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time I'd better things to do. Criminal record says I broke him twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me.
So, listening to this song.
Every memory of looking out the back door. I have a photo of him spread out on my bedroom floor. It's time to say it, time to say it. Goodbye, goodbye.
Having heard us play that, I mean, I said I was going to play some music. In the absence of that, we couldn't find any music, so instead I put some Nickelback on. And that is called Photograph on Talk Radio. Goodbye. And listening to that on the telephone line is Greg. Good afternoon, Greg.
Good afternoon, John. Loving the show, hating the music.
Yeah, I know. So the reason you phoned in, of course, you heard me play Nickelback and Photograph, and that's got your goat, hasn't it? Because you think that the notion of photographs is really out of date now. You're very against the idea of photographs.
It's got my goat. It's got my heckles. It's got everything. It's making me blood boil, to be honest.
Yeah.
All these people going around with their arms outstretched, clicking and flashing, taking photos of themselves,
yep,
other people, of their dinner, of other people's dinner, of other people taking photos of other people's dinner. It's just disgusting, isn't it, really? All these photos everywhere. Why do I want to see them on Facebook? Why do I want to scroll down and see why people have had a healthy yogurt?
Yep.
Look at the pictures of their kids. I mean, that's the worst, isn't it? Their kids in their school uniform,
yep,
their smiley faces.
Yep.
Just makes me a bit sick, really.
Well, I understand. You're not alone, really, in the notion of photographs. I mean, they've been around, of course, since the early 1800s, when the first photographs were, people starting to experiment with chemicals and so on and so forth. And I understand you hate them from even back then. You just think we should, every photograph ever taken, we should just burn. Is that right?
Burn them, kill them. I'd go back to the old silhouette days. I don't mind, you know, a bit of profile photo.
Yep.
Someone stood there with a sort of sideward glance, nose outstretched, black face,
white background, silhouette, stick it on the wall, jobs are good.
Right. Bit racist, but anyway, it is talk radio. What do you expect? Jason is on the other line listening to that. Thinks photographs are fantastic. We should keep them, right, Jason?
That's correct, John. And before we get started, may I say to the pair of you, how dare you for insulting one of the most culturally important songs of all time, right? It's one of my favourite tunes.
Yep.
How dare you?
I know. Well, I know it does divide opinion. That's the thing. You know, some people think Nickelback are rubbish. Other people are wrong.
Those people aren't entitled to an opinion, the ones that don't like Nickelback. Anyway, it's by the by, John. Yep. It doesn't matter. In my opinion, photographs are amazingly varied, right? Okay?
Yep.
I think they're amazing things. They come in all shapes, all sizes, all sorts of different colours, sorts of finishes. Hello?
I'm going to pick you up on that. They don't come in all shapes. Have you ever seen a triangular photograph?
I have.
Oh.
Have you? You haven't, have you?
Hexagonal?
Yes. Have you seen a circular one?
Rhombus?
They exist.
Well, all right, I stand corrected. The photographs come in all shapes and sizes. Sorry, I interrupted.
What I'm saying is, John, humanity can learn from photographs a lot here. They can learn a lot from photographs.
Yep. Okay. Isn't it a waste of... I mean, everyone's saying, you know, photographs, a waste of paper, and now it's just a waste of screen, isn't it? I mean, this is a text that's just come in, as we're talking, Paul, who says, why on earth would you look at a photograph on a phone screen when you could be doing something worthwhile on it, like online gambling or trolling celebrities on Twitter? He's got a point, hasn't he?
Well, I say to him, how do you know which celebrity you're trolling unless you can see a picture of them?
Greg, that's a good point, isn't it? Jason makes a very good point there. We do need photographs. After all, if you want to troll someone, you need to know what they look like to find them hateful.
Well, I see people at these gigs, so you say, taking photos of people. They don't actually see the person themselves. They just take the photo.
Yeah.
And also, you know, talk about Nickelback, obviously a hateful band. But what group or artist have you heard thing about a photograph that is actually any good? Ed Sheeran, prime example.
Def Leppard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, here's an idea, right? So let's just pull this scenario out until it bleeds, right? What if you, instead of having photographs, okay, because I'm in two minds, but I'm happy to agree that they're pointless, because what if you just recreate scenes of the past, right? So if you want to remember something, that's what a photograph is for, right? A trip to the beach, a wedding or a war, right? Then why don't you just call the people that were there from the photograph back and just do it again, rather than bother with the photograph. The photograph's two-dimensional. If you get the people back to redo what they were doing when you would have taken a photograph, then surely that's better, because it's three-dimensional in the real world. Am I right, Jason?
No, you're not, John, actually. That's terribly impractical, because could you imagine the smell of decaying bodies from deceased relatives? I think that would be horrendous to imagine, to be honest with you. And
yes,
if you were to hire a recreationist, like a historical recreational person that you see on a beachfront doing wars and stuff, you're keeping them in employment, and that is horrendous as well. We need to get these people unemployed as soon as possible.
Well, I disagree with the idea of... I think, you know, the smell of a dead relative is a small price to pay for recreating a loving scene of your past, isn't it?
Don't think it'll be the same, John.
Well, all right. Well, I mean, let's just look at this. I mean, as we know, the first camera. Let's talk about the history of it. The first cameras we know were the size of cities. Birmingham obviously started off as a camera. Hull started off as a crap one that didn't work. And you know, there is a sense of history here. Won't we be getting rid of that sense of history if we just now abolish photographs from now on and burn all the old ones? Greg, you'll probably agree with this.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, look at the damage we've done to the environment with the you know, the Polaroids.
Yes.
As you know, the Polaroids have been melting for various different reasons. Global warming.
Yep.
People spraying too many aerosols. People opening their fridges.
Yep.
It's just causing the Polaroids to sort of spew everywhere.
Yes.
And as you know, the amount of times that photos have done damage. You know George Michael, of course, in Club Tropicana, that one. He drove into a snappy snaps, didn't he? That was purely because of photographs. He drove his car without any substances inside him,
yep,
into the snappy snaps,
yep,
and then the Polaroids melted all over him and might have given him substances.
Well, there was certainly something all over him. I'm just wondering whether or not you think that that snappy snaps, you know, maybe George Michael was anti-photographs, like you, and wanted to just, you know, make a stand. Is that what you're suggesting?
Absolutely. This whole issue, Polaroids everybody.
Yeah. Let's talk about photo booths.
No.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, give me your, what do you think of photo booths? I mean, let's look at the evidence. Photo booths gives work to dwarves, doesn't it? Right? Because inside photo booths, as we know, at every station, where in a post office, wherever you see a photo booth, what's inside that? It's a dwarf developing pictures, right? And that gives work to dwarves, doesn't it? That and pantomime.
Absolutely, and you know they are disgusting though, because you go in there, you have to roll the chair around. Nobody knows which way that chair goes around. Does it go up or down?
Yep.
You have to pay a fortune for it.
Yep.
To be able to fly and things like that. Also, photo booths at parties. So wait, let me get this straight. People go somewhere to enjoy themselves and then have a photo of them in a comedy hat. It just makes you want to punch them.
Jason, do you want to come back in on this?
I think Greg doesn't know his Fuji film from his focal size, to be honest with you, with language like that, saying dwarves are disgusting.
I think he meant photo booths, not dwarves, actually. I think he was talking about the notion of the photo booths.
That's all right, then.
Dwarves are absolutely fine.
Well, I'm interpreting that my own way, to be honest with you.
Fair enough.
Let's just imagine for a second how hellish a world without photographs would be, yes?
Yes, go on, then.
Newspapers and magazines would become noticeably more boring, okay? Photo albums would instantly become useless and we'll need to chuck them away, creating landfill.
Well, it'd be hard to make the Daily Mail more boring.
I don't know. Perhaps. They could employ...
Sorry, carry on. Yes, so go on. You're in a flow there.
I was in a flow, John, and you've destroyed it, but it's all right. Show-offy friends, this is my final point here, show-offy friends will have to find another way to bore you to death about their recent skiing holiday instead of making you look at all their photos in a slideshow.
I still think there's something you've just, you know, hoist by your own photographic petard there, because, look, you don't need to... The photographs need to be... If you could recreate the scene instead, and yes, I appreciate that dead relatives would have to be dug up to maybe come back if you recreated a wedding or something, and I know there'd be a smell.
But it's the magic, John.
It wouldn't, would it? Because there you are recreating the scene, and you don't have to look at a silly two-dimensional version of it. Instead, in glorious Technicolor, in front of you, you've got 3D dead relatives sitting around a table enjoying a picnic, whatever it was that you did with them in the first place.
I'm sure there'll be some relatives in that reenactment that won't be enjoying themselves, and I'd be one of them. Should I be in one of these reenactments?
Yes. All right. I want to look. You mentioned.
What's going on there?
I don't know. Is there a fight?
I hope so.
I mean, it's a contentious subject, this, whether or not photographs are...
It makes people around us angry.
Yes. Let me just... I want to talk about this at the moment. Now, you know, the chemicals involved in photography, OK? Now, we know, do we not, right, that... I mean, look what's just happened with the Chilcot report, OK? We know there was evidence, right, that was flawed, that said that Saddam Hussein was stockpiling chemicals. And just look what happened there, right? So... you know, are we suggesting that we go into snappy snaps, you know, without the proper evidence? We remove the manager from the regime of snappy snaps, and what next? Boots? And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say to me, no, John, it's digital photographs now. There are no chemicals, right? That's what you're going to say, isn't it? But
yes, that was what I was going to say, yes.
Yes, but bear this in mind. Saddam, right, had no chemicals. But like boots and snappy snaps... He used them in the past, which means boots and snappy snaps still have the capability to use chemicals. So we should go to war with them. Shock and awe, the war on snappy snaps.
It's quite interesting, isn't it, John? Because I've been looking into this Chilcot report. It's you know, it's a good 200,000 pages long.
Yes.
But the one page most people are missing is obviously when they went into Iraq and they found Saddam, they actually found him inside a photo booth. And I think that's all you need to know, really. Tony Blair should be taken to court and prison for indeed allowing photo booths to go into Iraq, because I didn't vote for that.
Right. And on that note, we must leave the debate just for time, really, because I think this could run and run. Greg, could you just sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Rastafarian.
Thank you. And Jason, same to you.
Happy snapping.
Thank you. If you've got an opinion on whether or not photographs are still relevant in this post-Chilcot era, then do please give us a call. You might think they're a simple and sentimental record of times, days, events gone by, but... but you might think they're just a hateful waste of time. Whatever you think about photographs, we do want to hear from you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Thursdays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Richard?
James, hiya. Look, I've got a day out with my boys in the Lake District later this week, and we're going to need something to fuel us up Scarfell Pike.
How about a stuffed layered loaf? Just cut the top off a freshly baked in-store tiger loaf and then hollow it out.
Huh?
Then you build it up with layers, starting with pesto, then leftover roast chicken, grilled veg, mozzarella, then put the lid back on, wrap it in cling film, and let the juices soak in. Then just cut your slices off. It's incredible.
Well, you had me at roast chicken, James.
Visit asda.com/JamesMartin to try the recipe for yourself.
Selected stores subject to availability.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get treble the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any knockout game. So, if they score two, you win treble. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets, penalty shootouts excluded. Maximum stake £10, standard odds winnings paid in cash, enhanced price winnings paid in free bet stakes not returned, full terms at betfair.com, visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading and Citroën contract motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Still thinking about that stuffed layered loaf with all that lovely pesto soaked into the freshly baked bread? Well, it's not just for Richard. Now you can give it a try too, because Asda's baked in-store Tiger Tin Loaves are now just £2 for £1. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as a full recipe at asda.com/JamesMartin.
Selected stores subject to availability, individually 65 pence each.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the A38 at Patchway in Bristol, Gloucester Road partly blocked by the police station where there's a vehicle fire. There's some queuing traffic on the A303 in Devon. It's both ways between Upottery and Marsh, where you've got some daytime roadworks, so reducing the carriageway. Still these delays through North London on the A406 North Circular Road eastbound at Staples Corner, the M1 Junction 1. There's an accident, two lanes closed. And the A1M in North Yorkshire at Junction 51, Leaming Bar, northbound, the exit slip road blocked with an accident. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reactions coming in, of course, about the big photograph debate. Do we need photographs in this post-Chilcot day and era? A lot of people saying absolutely we do not need photographs. They were a waste of time in the first place. Why can't we just simply recreate scenes that we want to remember with the people involved? Just call them up and say, come back and do this again. I want to remember it. Other people saying that, well, of course, a lot of the people in the photographs might be dead. And what about the, you know, if you dig them up and recreate a scene, what about the smell? And other people saying, well, it's a small price to pay for getting your loved ones back together from the grave to recreate a scene that you wish to remember without the need for stupid photograph. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Ain't that a little bit funny, says, you say photograph, I say pahatograph. And also, at Brexit voter says, I think I hate photographs because I tend to hate everyone from a developing country.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Moments from now, we will talk to our showbiz correspondent, who is a man who has no knowledge of or interest in showbiz. He's called Reese. He's here. Hello.
Hello.
We'll talk to him in a moment. Before that, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because this is the programme where we break the news down into its component parts. And when, of course, you do that, you end up with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
there said he'd go in to Iraq again. A weird holiday idea.
The news in haikus. If you'd like to follow the news in haikus on Twitter, it now has its own Twitter account, by the way. Here's where it is. @news_haikus. @news_haikus, where you will find the news in haikus, put over some relaxing Japanese-style picture backdrops. Great. Now, though, it's time for our weekly roundup of the show business, brought to us by a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Good afternoon, Rhys.
Good afternoon.
What have we? What's in your showbiz bag, if that's a thing, today, then?
Very much is. The Spice Girls are planning a massive reunion at London Hyde Park next summer into next year being 2017, obviously.
Yeah.
London's Hyde Park. It'll be Mel B, which was Scary, to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. Jerry, which was Ginger, and Emma, which was Baby. They can't rope the other two in at this moment in time, but they're hoping by then they'll have managed to get them on board.
That's not really a reunion then, is it? That's... Well,
partial turn-up.
Yeah.
That's what Take That are doing now, isn't it?
Yes, but at least they made an effort and got them all at one point.
Okay, yeah.
Didn't they? Whereas this...
Well, they had this lot at one point for the Olympics in London. They did the closing ceremony.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten that, yeah.
But
And there was such a clamouring for that, was there, that they're back, the Spice Girls.
Which ones aren't doing it?
Mel C and Victoria Beckham.
See, Mel C's a good singer. So you need her there. She's the good singer.
She's the singer, yeah.
So you need her.
Yeah.
Posh, you can do without, no problem. They never used to turn her microphone on.
I don't think they did.
No, it's true. It's true.
Right, so, well, I suppose that, you know, in the nostalgic 90s-esque sort of a way, people will want that. But, you know, I mean, things did happen, you know, in the 90s that we now regret.
Absolutely.
You know, Iraq.
Yep.
It was in 2003. But, you know, but things that happened around that era. Yeah. And then the Spice Girls, of course, which was... They were also based on flawed intelligence.
They certainly were.
As I remember. Which was Mel B's. well, there's something not to look forward to particularly, but anything else around that story, or is that really kind of it?
That's just it. I get the feeling they're also trying to push the American market because they always did really well over there. They're trying to get shows in Las Vegas also to avoid. And that's it.
Right.
That's all we got, is that you got half of the Spice Girls coming back. Possibly.
Great. Next showbiz story.
Chloe Meadows falls over in Magaluf.
Right. I don't know who she is.
She's from The Only Way Is Essex.
Okay, one of those, yes.
Yep, one of them.
And she's just fallen over.
While filming, obviously, because nothing they do goes without a camera. She was trying to roller skate and fell over. But it's okay, she was soon smiling and back on her feet to continue her wild ride. Yay.
Let's be clear about what she was trying to do. So she was trying to roller skate.
Yeah.
Now, do you mean she was on one of those shoes with wheels, mm-hmm. or had she sort of put her hand into the sea around Magaluf, pulled out a flat fish,
mm-hmm.
and was just trying to roll like a spliff?
This is true.
And she was trying to, you know, smoke a flat fish, roller skate.
From what I understand, it was... The previous, but the second one. Second one's also a distinct possibility as well. You know, they need ratings, and they might go the Love Island way of just breaking all television convention and showing some really horrible stuff.
Yeah, so someone from, what's her name? Chloe?
Chloe Meadows.
Yeah, just smoking a spliff she's made out of a flat fish in order to get rated. I wouldn't put it past them.
No.
I'll be honest with you, I would not put it past them.
I wouldn't even know if they did it, to be honest.
Well, what a great story that was. A woman fell over.
Yep.
Next.
Woman wears bikini on holiday.
Showbiz is so exciting, isn't it?
What? Who?
Vicky Pattison, who features heavily in all these kind of features.
No wonder Paul Ross's breakfast show has its own showbiz producer.
Expert.
I mean, they must need it, because this is so exciting to cover all this stuff, isn't it?
There's so much going on this time of year in this in this brilliant world of showbiz. It's unbelievable.
What? So she's worn a bikini, yeah?
A purple racy lace bikini, which shows off her pert posterior. Yep.
Right. Speaking of which, Victoria's just walked in.
Hi.
All right.
No.
Okay. Who was this?
Vicky Patterson.
Vicky Patterson.
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
She used to be on Geordie Shore, didn't she?
She certainly did, yeah.
And she's been on Come Dine With Me, on Dinner Date.
I think we all wonder where you're going with that.
Yeah.
I thought Geordie Shore was a person, no?
No.
No.
It's several people with
Geordie Shawn
less talent.
You're thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
My mate, Geordie Shawn.
Yeah. Norway.
Norway. Yeah, Jordan.
That's Geordie Shawn there.
Geordie Shawn.
Right, so woman falls over.
Yep.
Woman wears bikini.
Yep.
Three of the Spice Girls are back.
Possibly.
Excellent. Stay there, because I know you've got more. Reese.
Plenty more.
Has the showbiz news. Also in the next half an hour, a Paul Rossmaster. Today, one of the Mac twins from out of off of Virgin Radio will be playing, testing her knowledge of Full Set Breakfast, Talk Radio Breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. It's 3:30. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Five men have died after a wall collapsed at a recycling plant in Birmingham. Another's been seriously injured. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs has more.
Emergency services were called to reports a wall had collapsed at Hawkswood Metal in Neachels just before 9 this morning. A short while later, the men were discovered but couldn't be saved. Another man's been taken to hospital with serious leg injuries. The health and safety executive has begun an investigation.
A bus driver's been arrested after an elderly pedestrian died when a single decker crashed into a bank. Two other people were injured at the Halifax and Darlington town centre. The final two names hoping to be the next Prime Minister will be known in the next hour or so. Either Michael Gove, Andrea Leadsom or Theresa May will be eliminated once Tory MPs have cast their final vote. Max Clifford has been found not guilty of indecently assaulting a 17-year-old girl in the early 80s. The former celebrity publicist is in jail for a string of historical sex offences. 1,000 jobs are being created at Amazon. The online retailer says the posts in Edinburgh, Manchester, Leicestershire, Cambridge and London will help with the continued growth of its ultra-fast delivery service Prime Now. And Serena Williams has powered her way into the Wimbledon singles final. The defending champion took just 48 minutes to see off world number 50 Elena Vesnina in their semi. Her sister Venus is currently set down against Australian Open champion Angelique Kerber. The weather breezy and wet in the north tonight. Rain developing further south with lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow will be bright and breezy for Scotland with some showers in the northwest. Elsewhere, showery rain will clear with some brighter spells later on. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much for that.
You're always welcome, John.
Good. Right, so 3:31, we've got half an hour left. That means that we will be playing a game with Paul Rossmaster, as I mentioned. Lisa McFarlane, who is one of the Mac twins off of Virgin on a Saturday, will be having her knowledge tested as to Paul Ross. And Reese is still here with the showbiz. Hello, Reese.
Hello.
We'll talk to him in a moment.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Welcome, 3:32. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Just ahead of more showbiz excitement. I use that word incorrectly. There's some of your reactions have been coming in. You know that Talk Radio is the home of reaction. If you've got a reaction, react it to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's been coming in, Cornelia?
Lots coming in, John. My mum says that she has the same dress as Theresa May, and I've run out of reactions to say, says...
Great. I like it that Talk Radio stirs up such vitriol in people that they have to react even when they don't have a reaction. I think, but if you don't even have a reaction, but you want to tell us that you haven't got anything to say, then of course, you know, do please get in touch on the usual number. Now, Reese is here with the showbiz. If you're just joining us, then you've already missed all the major gossip of a woman who fell over in Magaluf. She was from Essex. A woman who wore a lace bikini. She was from Geordie. And three of the Spice Girls might be doing a thing.
Indeed.
That all of the big showbiz gossip here on the programme from a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. What have you got next, Reese?
I've got Colin Farrell doesn't know how to use a phone.
Okay, good. Now, he was in the film Phone Booth.
Yeah, that's what it says here. he was in the smash hit Phone Booth and apparently doesn't know how to use a phone. The in-depth report says the actor was snapped making a call recently and Colin is seen leaving a hotel using his cell in his right hand but pressed against his left ear. The humanity.
So he was...
So like that,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps he was just using his other hand for something.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And that's a news story.
Yep.
Do we know where what rag did this drop out of? Any particular ideas?
One of the red ones.
One of the red ones.
One of the red ones.
Yeah. Great story. Next.
Yep. A Beyonce fan's worst nightmare came true as she turned up to Wembley a day late. A photographer from South Africa, Tammy, turned up on the wrong day, hoping to get pictures of Beyonce. But yeah. She got the date wrong. She said, I kept on thinking that it might be a mistake and maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing. It wasn't an error by Ticketmaster. She'd bought tickets for Saturday's show and turned up on the Sunday. Yep.
Right. See, that's what I love about showbiz news. It's so exciting, isn't
it?
Glamorous. And you can see why it's so popular, can't you?
I mean, that's a story about admin, really.
Certainly.
Just about poor admin.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that came out of, you know, we think that's out of a showbiz magazine, but that might, you know, just sort of be out of a photographer's trade magazine when they, you know, they share their stories.
Absolutely.
And if you were listening to the big debate earlier, of course, and if we did outlaw photographs, then that sort of thing wouldn't happen again, would
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no.
So, you know, that's...
Well, she wouldn't be alive.
That's worth thinking about.
Is it?
No, it's not.
No,
is it?
Absolutely.
You're absolutely
no,
right.
No, no.
What else have you got?
Sophie Graydon quits Love Island. And Tom Powell can't believe it. Still struggling to believe that these people have some form of notoriety. But she announced it with the Churchillian words, Guys, I'm going to go. I've been feeling like this for a while now. I think my time is done.
My
time is done.
Oh, I should know that. I watch Love Island.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, I've started watching it.
Why? Oh, I know why.
Why?
Because that's the programme where that lady had some sexy.
No.
And you've never
why.
Seen a lady do that. So that's why you watched it, just in case. That's what it is, isn't it?
Nice.
Yes. So you've started watching Love Island only because you've heard about it in Reese's excellent showbiz roundup.
Yeah.
And we talked about Miss Great Britain.
Zara.
Who did it?
She is on Paul Ross's breakfast show tomorrow, Zara Holland.
Do you think she'll do the same thing?
with Paul Ross?
That's indoors.
It's indoors.
Yeah. Travel to a roundabout in the Maidenhead area. what? Well, you must know about Love Island, then.
Yeah, I do. I can tell you about Sophie.
Or as tomorrow, it will be called Love Traffic Island.
Yeah, what do you want to know? So, Sophie,
I want to know what...
I'll tell you why Sophie left.
Yeah.
So her boyfriend, Tom, who's mentioned, she sort of left about a week. He left a week ago and she didn't leave with him. She thought, oh, no, I'm going to stick it here. But she had to couple up with someone else. But get this, she chose to couple up with a girl for the first time, I think, that's ever happened on the show.
Cool.
But then after they officially coupled up, which is the rules of the game.
Stop saying coupled up.
She mugged him off. Mugged her off, sorry.
I was gonna say, look at him.
No, she mugged her off and said, oh, no, I was just doing it basically as friends, even though this other girl was
I absolutely have no interest in any of this, what you're talking about.
And yesterday, they just put a load of dogs in the house.
I thought that's what they did in the beginning.
What?
They gave each couple a dog.
Doesn't matter, don't care.
A dog.
Next story.
Emma Watson suffers a box office flop as her latest film, The Colony, takes just £47 in UK cinemas.
We touched on this earlier in the pay-per-view, yes. She commented on this, as Emma Watson. She's,
Hermione.
Thank you.
She is, yes.
Yes, that's right. I forget.
To be fair to the film, it was distributed online mainly, but three cinemas in the UK showed it.
Well, it's not even with much of a chance then, is it?
No, it's not fair.
It's poorly put up. I feel this. I'm going to defend this news story.
Yeah.
The film stars Emma as Lena, a young German woman who attempts to rescue her boyfriend Daniel, who is kidnapped by the secret police in Chile in the 1970s. See, that doesn't sound bad.
It sounds all right.
We're like the only people giving it promotion, and it's already out.
Well, there's the problem. Exactly. As you said, three cinemas. But if it's an online film, it's probably Netflix or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just one of those.
It's like Adam Woodyatt being upset that EastEnders hasn't taken anything at the box office.
Yeah, because it's on the telly.
Exactly,
yeah. So it's an on-story, good.
Absolutely.
Finally, anything else to wrap that up?
Finally, there are theories coming out that Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston of Swiddleston and Hiddleswift fame may actually just be filming a music video together.
I did read something about that. And what were they called? Tiddlehoff.
Hiddleswift, Swiddleton. Hiddleswift or Swiddleston.
Tomler.
I'm going to call them Swizzlestick.
Swizzlestick.
Tomler,
yeah.
Swiddlestick.
Yes. Who I think was one of the dwarves in Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
So they're not their date that we've talked about here before.
Yeah, that everyone's been talking about.
Is an elaborate music video.
It looks that way. All the photos have come from one photo agency, which has got people on the internet talking about it. It's got people outraged, apparently.
I sort of hope that is the case.
Me too. That would be brilliant.
Because that would be a fitting end to this non-story,
yeah.
And turn it also into a bit of a story.
Oh, no,
but the thing is, what would happen? Yeah, they're working that closely together and pretending to, do a Love Island.
It might happen naturally.
Then it could, it might happen naturally. Yeah,
she's 26 and he's 35. I mean, that doesn't really
matter.
That's
fine.
Yeah,
that's just entirely. Yeah.
They were apparently spotted on one of their romantic trips reading a script.
Spotted.
Yep.
Fascinating.
It was.
Yeah. I can tell. That is Reese. He is our showbiz correspondent from the unique perspective of a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Thank you very much, Reese. We'll see you next week. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do Paul Rossmaster next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
$5 as a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the A38 at Patchway in Bristol, Gloucester Road partly blocked by the police station where there's a vehicle fire. There's some queuing traffic on the A303 in Devon. It's both ways between Upottery and Marsh, where you've got some daytime road work, so reducing the carriageway. Still these delays through North London on the A406 North Circular Road. Eastbound at Staples Corner, the M1 Junction 1, there's an accident, two lanes closed. And the A1M in North Yorkshire at Junction 51, Leaming Bar, northbound, the exit slip road blocked with an accident. I'm Dave Stanford.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, I don't know whether you're familiar with the news. You might be. You might be the sort of person who is familiar with the news and watches the news and pays attention to the news. But what you can't fail to notice is, if you do, that it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, that's how and why I am here, Cornelius.
Thank God you are here.
I know. And I'm here. Well, I just explained that. I break the news down here on a weekday afternoon to its component parts. When you do that, what you end up with is Japanese poetry, and it's a good way to explain the news. Using five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables, it's the news in haikus.
Champagne outsells Pimm's at Wimbledon. Another bad British defeat.
The news in haikus. It's time to test somebody's knowledge of Paul Ross. It's this week's Paul Ross Master. Master, the quiz where one's knowledge is tested of the full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. On the line to play from Saturday nights on Virgin Radio is one of the Mac twins. She's called Lisa. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hi, John. You all right?
Lisa?
You've got a very deep John. Voice, Lisa.
It's a pleasure to be on the show, John. Are you well?
Yeah, is that... Are you Ginger Producer Dave off this show?
No, that's Lisa from the microphone.
No, that's not what it is it?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been, but... No, it's me, yeah. You right? How's it going?
Yeah, why...
What's happened?
Where's Lisa from the Mac Twins?
I don't know. Kath called me and said she wasn't picking up, so because I booked her, I had to do it instead.
So you booked a guest that hasn't bothered picking up the telephone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah, that's what happened. Well, that can happen to the best of us, John. Happen to the best of us. Not the worst thing that's happened in my career in the last month, so it's nice.
Yeah, that's true. Right, so, well, in that case, your knowledge producer, Dave, who's not even in today, not even working today.
To Dave.
Are going to have your knowledge set. It's very windy there. Get out of the wind.
I'm getting into a tunnel. 1 second.
A tunnel?
Might be a wind tunnel. It might. Yeah. Is that better?
Yes.
Straight.
Yeah. Let's play. I'm going to ignore the idle chat stuff that I'd normally have. You know, normally I talk to Lisa. No, you pretend to be Lisa. Lisa, how's the Saturday night show on Virgin going?
Oh, really good, thanks. Yeah, yeah. Me and my twin have a lovely time warming you up for Saturday night, I presume. I presume that's what the show is. It's great.
And what's your twin's name?
Alana.
Lisa and Alana. Does she look exactly like you?
Yeah, identical twins.
A sort of massive, great ginger bear of a man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're doing the Mike twins a little bit down at the moment. I'd say they're slightly more attractive than me. Only slightly.
Yeah.
Probably are.
Are you ready to play Paul Ross, Master?
Yeah, I'm ready, mate. Ready when you are.
Here we go. Question number one. New current film release news now, and the new current film release that is the new current film release that is the subject of this question, Lisa, is the indifferently anticipated new current film release, The Legend of Paul Ross, Lord of the Apes. Orphaned and left in the foliage on a roundabout near Maidenhead in Berkshire, full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross is raised both by apes and at the sight of some strangers having sex through a car window. Leaving his past behind and now leading a gentrified life as Talk Radio's early morning host, Paul Ross finds himself invited back to the roundabout where he must face both his greatest test and also a policeman knocking on the window and asking him why he's snorting meow meow off a former English teacher's face. But The Legend of Paul Ross, Lord of the Apes, isn't the only eponymous radio presenter-based film of recent years. Name the other one, Lisa. Is it A, The Englishman Who Went Up Paul Gambaccini and Came Down Vanessa Felt? Is it B, Chris Evans' Free Willy, if those allegations are to be believed? Or is it C, Julia Hartley Brewer's Snatch, the Guy Ritchie film?
It's definitely A, John.
The Englishman that you meant. Yes, you're absolutely right, it is. That's very good. Right, historical anniversary news now. This is question two. Today is not even anywhere near to the historical anniversary of the loss from the literary world of one of Talk Radio's finest Russian writers. Russian writers. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. His most famous work, of course, was A Day in the Life of Paul Rossovich Fulset Breakfastinov. Which followed the trials of an oppressed early morning weekday radio host trapped within the confines of a terrible radio gulag. Imprisoned for his beliefs, Paul Rossovich Fulset Breakfastinov was eventually exiled from his own show and sent to work in the harsh conditions of which other evil dictator-based radio programme? Was it A, Talk Sports, Hawksby and Mugabe? Was it B, Nikolai Ceausescu's Sunday Love Songs on Radio 2? Or was it C, mid-mornings 10 to 1 weekdays on Talk Radio with Hitler?
I think it's question C, John.
Is the right answer, Lisa. Well done.
Thank you.
Question number three is a music question. Have a listen to this, a music. Well, that was, of course, former Van Halen frontman David Lee Roth's solo hit, This Must Be Just Like Living in Paradise. Here's your unrelated question. The ancestors of modern radio hosts may have existed half a billion years ago, much earlier than was previously thought. Researchers have this week identified a previously unclassifiable fossil closely related to squid and octopi that was thought to belong to the Fulset Breakfast class of presenters. In fact, the fossil is from a much earlier era, as the tiny broadcasting mammal is now proved to have been from the 1990s, when it would allegedly show its winkle to colleagues a full 20 years before it quit Top Gear. I mentioned octopi. Name five famous pies. Five famous pies.
Jonathan Pie. Piezu, but spelled pie.
I'm going to put a time on you.
steak and ale pie.
Yeah.
Pizza pie. When the moon hits around, like a big pizza pie.
Yes.
Pie. 3.14171.
All right. Let's see what I had written on the card. I said name five famous pies. You said steak and ale.
Yep.
I had steak and kidney. Sorry. Chart.
Oh yeah.
American. The pie man that met Simple Simon on when Simple Simon was going to the fair.
Oh, yeah, just my tongue.
And I did have 3.14159263589793238462643388, but you didn't give me all of those numbers.
No, you had to.
And that was what I had written on the card, so I'm afraid you didn't do very well on that bit. Let's go over to Cornelius.
Oh, hi, who's this?
Lisa's on the phone.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Cornelius.
And she's...
Stop texting me.
She's...
I know for a fact the girls don't text you, so...
She's playing Paul Rossmaster, and you've got the score.
Mm-hmm.
Cornelius, you've just got to check the system.
I'm just going to check the system, Lisa.
Okay. How fast is the system?
It's quite a slow
it's
system.
It's really fast. Oh, no, it's really slow, sir. I forget.
Yeah. It's just the system. Well, it's quite a slow system,
quite
Lisa.
A slow system.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm only on my way to a meeting with you, so it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, I can't come to that. Sorry.
Ding. It's ready.
Right. What
I just
did...
have to. Well, I have to print it off. Right.
Just printing off the...
Well, I haven't pressed print yet.
You got a new printer?
Yeah. It's slower than the old one, annoyingly. Okay.
It's quite...
It's honest. Still printing.
Yeah, it's...
What you're playing for, by the way, is some points. You are looking...
Almost done.
Lisa, for some points. If you get some points, it will get you to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played Paul Rossmaster.
Okay, let me
excellent.
Some
exciting,
points.
Isn't it?
Let me just analyse the data quickly. I've analysed the data.
Ginger producer Dave.
Yes.
Who, for the purposes of this, is Lisa McFarlane from Virgin Radio, because Dave booked her, she didn't pick the phone up, so it's his cock-up and he had to fix it by being her. Is looking for some points. Cornelius, what did he get?
I can confirm that Dave / Lisa... got no points.
No points. Oh,
no points.
No points.
0 points.
Dave, no points.
Rubbish.
Dave.
He's right at the bottom of the leaderboard.
Bottom
there.
Of the leaderboard. The only person to have ever played this is Ginger producer Dave, and he's at the bottom of the leaderboard.
And that does mean he has to get a round of drinks the next time we go out.
Which is in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because he's in the pub down the road.
I'm on my way. I'm late.
All right.
Typical.
Yeah. Right.
Because I've been standing in a tunnel talking to you, idiot.
Go away now. That's Ginger producer Dave being Lisa McFarlane from Virgin Radio. Because he cocked it up. It looks Sam Delaney's here.
Sammy!
You're a bit overexcited there, Colin.
Yeah, it's just nice to see Sam.
Yeah, good. Sam Delaney's on next, of course, on Drive on Talk Radio. Hi, Sam, what's coming on your
But show in today? A way, not yay, because Chilcot. So now we all look stupid, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, don't we, though, now? It's not yay, is it?
It's one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really awkward.
Awkward gear change.
That was the other morning. The other afternoon, I had to read out a trail for Paul Ross's full set breakfast
yes.
show. I don't know if you ever do that, but I enjoy doing it because it also gives you insight to what the other shows are doing.
Yep.
And if he's booked any particularly good guests that I have to read out, I will then berate my own production team
for not booking any guests.
For not booking good
caliber.
Enough guests.
Yeah.
Anyway, ended disastrously because I was. Berating them for having booked Arishe from JLS and Arishe from JLS's mother
yeah.
before reading the full thing, which is actually a sad and actually, as it transpired, very powerful interview about the fact that she was suffering from MS,
oh.
which is an illness that I know a lot about.
Right.
And, you know, a friend of mine's mother suffered with that through her life. And anyway, I felt awful. But you know, in many ways, this is just a lesson for all of us,
yeah.
is that before you get excited, like Con did then, before yeah. knowing that I'd be discussing the Chilcot inquiry in detail, you have to think it through. But thinking it through is not something that any of us in this room can say we do.
I think I'm absolutely 100% can say that I've never thought anything through.
No, exactly. Yeah. And that's both your strength and your fatal weakness.
Yes, it is. At the same time, and also what is coincidental about it, given the Chilcot report, is I often enter a sentence or an idea, but I don't have an exit strategy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, like Blair said, I'm with you, whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. Is that how he said it?
Yeah. Well, no one knows how he said it. It's a good point. Yeah. There. I mean, I want to hear the intonation.
I mean, it could be sarcastic. We're all assuming that he's going to say, I'm with you, whatever. But he could be just going, I'm with you, whatever.
Whatever. And then, like, simultaneously, he's looking at Alistair Campbell and doing a face that you do when you're on the phone to someone you regard as insane.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like that. So we just don't know. It's impossible to have that conveyed. Not even Chilcot knows that. I do think that if I asked you, to justify the precise meaning of an email that you sent to a colleague in 2002, I think you would struggle.
I think I'd probably struggle to explain the precise meaning of an email I sent this morning. So certainly,
Exactly. Con, you probably weren't even sending emails back then, were you? You must have been just a few months old.
I was ten years of age.
You weren't yet in the email business.
No, I had not yet set up my email address or even my online banking.
Have you ever thought a thing through?
No, I came close to it once, but couldn't.
So anyway, there you go. That's today's show.
Thanks very much. Sam Delaney with you next. We're back tomorrow for your Friday's afternoon experience on Talk Radio between 1 and 4. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.